Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses or people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m.
What the hell? It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Hi.
Hello.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. and it's time for What the Hell and No.
Episode 95.
And no, New Blood is not posted on the cult site. No brainwashing is not done.
You're kicked out. It's over.
That's it. I kicked myself at a cult.
So fired.
Dean, what? Dean,
Stream dead. Oh. Stream dying.
What the hell? Oh. No, it says line record. It's playing.
Is it everyone hearing us?
Anyone hear us?
Everyone can hear us.
Said, they're saying week 95, they knew.
Okay.
Check. What the hell? There
never
we go.
Mind.
There
right.
we go.
I don't know if you heard this, but no, New Blood is not posted. No, brainwashing is not posted. Fuck all y'all.
Switch.
And for my listening pleasure, I'm going to blow my brains out on the air. And watch people like write all these songs about it. Mock suicides in front of the computer. And shit.
You can watch the IRC on the webcam if you don't have the IRC.
You can watch IRC on the webcam.
We can almost read it.
By the way, I have one thing to say to Smokehouse.
Yes.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Okay.
He'll understand that.
Okay. I don't, as long as he does.
Is there little hyphens between all those fucks?
Only because he's recording, he can rewind and count the fucks. That has some kind of significance.
Well, the
you
thing
can
is,
have a mic.
As
there's
bad
a mic
as it is for him, there's, like, well, I think it's Nomad Optic who now owes me, like, 25 drinks or something.
Oh, okay. I get it now. It's the drinking game.
Oh, there's a mic beside me to give to Anki.
Yeah.
Going on here.
Oh. Do we have like yeah? We just about everybody has a mic.
So anyway,
yeah, like, it's pretty good.
I'm going to make a valid attempt to post New Blood after the show tonight.
Really?
Don't kill me.
Yeah. No, I didn't put up the.
You look so beaten,
either.
Sean. You look worn
down.
You haven't done your homework, have you? No.
You know what?
You're gonna have to go into detention.
You're gonna look awful funny.
Bad box.
Your boyfriend's probably listening, isn't he?
Maybe.
Let's go through the iron case.
No, he's not. Go for it.
Woo-hoo! Without going into the IRC.
Yes, you know. I've got a boyfriend. He's 6 foot 2. He's a football player. Rip your fucking head off.
Hey, I'm scared. I'm shaking in my boots.
Alrighty, then.
Let's go around the room.
I think I'm going to have a brand new feature I'm going to do called Nightmares from Tech Support. Or Tech Support.
There's
nightmares.
Not enough stories. I mean, you'll run out the first time.
Ding, 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 ding.
Tech Support stories aren't really that interesting because they're all the same story.
Yeah, Moron stupid people
calls,
phones. Yeah,
Moron keeps online for 8 hours. Moron hangs up. Calls back next day.
Yeah. Repeat process.
Insert PepCac here. Yeah.
Hey, apparently, rinse, repeat.
Apparently the best tech support story I've ever heard for like the stupidest person was actually done in that cartoon. What's it called, Sean? The one that.
Hang on. Let me check my cartoon database.
The
blank.
User-friendly? User-friendly, yes. It was in user-friendly, in which apparently some
comic.
Guy called up about... the fact that his screen kept, like, jumping away all over the place, and it was because he was munching away on this ginormous fucking bowl of potato chips. So he kept saying, there's something wrong with my screen. It keeps bouncing all over the place. Munch, 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 munch. There it goes again. Munch, munch.
Oh,
sir,
my God.
Please stop chewing.
Oh, there it is.
It's right. Okay now.
You guys are great.
You're setting off the chew detector.
Oh, at work? Some guy said his screen was, like, shaking and stuff. Yeah. And then, somebody stayed on the phone with him for, like, a half an hour. And it turns out he had a cardboard box wrapped around his screen, and it was overheating. Like,
wow.
It was so hot.
Can you say... Oh, this looks pretty cool. I'm looking at anime on Enki's Uber Elite system here.
What anime is that?
Some guy's force-feeding missiles.
Evangelion.
Oh, cool.
I've seen it before.
This is Derek destroying the show.
We're going to take a little break here and watch the movie.
Enki, can you go to the IRC so I can read off everyone's names?
We're going to go around the room first.
Sure we can.
Because I don't want to go around the fucking room. I want to
do
the IRC.
We got to let them get in the room.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh. All right, fine. We'll go around
the room. There's not very many of us anyway, so it doesn't matter.
There's not very many of us.
It's girl on the left. First on the camera.
Girl on the left.
She's moving.
Hi, girl on the left.
Hi, girl on the left.
I look like this black blotch on the little view screen there. That's pretty.
Is that better?
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit off.
Like human beings.
It's kind of a racial thing to say, isn't it?
Black.
Okay,
blotch.
Moving right along to.
I wish you could have seen.
What?
I wish you could have seen the enlightened expression on her face.
Because girl on the left is probably the most non-racist person I've ever met in my life, and any chance I have to make it seem as though
she's
not politically correct, it's just you gotta give it to her.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, Poe, put it away.
And next up we have.
I'm also over on the girls only couch. Con girl.
.com girl.
Notice how far apart they are on the couch.
Yeah, very far apart.
We need more women here.
Sure I could not agree more. Yes, send us your women.
I was thinking about having that operation.
I can help.
You wouldn't.
You must not blink. You must not close eyes. Then we
Too
have
late.
Ronan Medic.
Wow, am I regretting I'm here.
Feeling pretty violated. Over to the only man who has his sand, 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Woo, good run.
Wow, and I could be taking heroin right now.
Yes, you know it's bad when Keith Richards phones up 200%, says, whoa, slow down. Then we have...
Hello, it's your old pal Uncle Dax saying hello.
Soon to be
hello.
No, I've decided not to have that operation now.
Oh, heavenly God.
And then we have Sean Kennedy's Pokemon Man saying, hi, I'm getting net burnout.
Net burnout.
And then we have Incubator.
Hey, look at my shiny new
phallus. Like my shiny new phallus?
This is my shiny new phallus.
Thank you. Bye. Enki is sporting the newest in shiny phallus. His shiny phallus is consisting of 126 megs of RAM.
128 megs of RAM.
It's
two for video.
$3,600 Canadian worth of fucking laptop power.
Which is 25 cents to you Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cheap electronics.
So we have inexpensive electronics down here. So.
Up here.
Oh, wait. Is that a sim?
Ooh.
Time to go.
Who's sexy?
Oh,
no,
sexy.
No. Who's
sexy, Sam? No.
Sweet Jesus with
show
my nipples hard.
No.
Desmond,
they're private.
Show the crowd his nipples.
No.
Sim, show you. Show them your
phone. No, I will take your shirt off.
I will.
Who wants to see Sim nipples?
Sam, just do it.
He's getting smaller.
Nipples with a little TM after it.
Just
wow, look at them all bailing in the air.
Like, come on, Sim, show them your nipples.
Show me nipples, dude.
Nipples, Sim.
Sim. No, I don't have any.
Yeah, we've got three requests so far.
Sim? Oh, no, he's got an extra, actually.
Show him the third one. Show him the third
I'm gonna
one.
I'm going to get Sim's nipples.
People in the IRC are demanding nipples as we speak.
That's great. No.
Hey, show us your tits.
Wow.
That's enough for that. That's enough for that.
He was slipped into those little chocolates.
Good chocolates. Infaloop. Infaloop's going to phone in. Mm. He has something like way important to say or something.
Oh, that's cool. Where's my dark pepper?
Can you pass me some chocolatey tasty yumminess?
Yes.
I need more chocolate tasty numbers.
Go ahead, Infaloop.
Yes.
You can go ahead and call
in. Tonight's question is, how do you know when you're experiencing net burnout?
Yep. The top 10 signs of net burnout.
No, I'm serious.
How do you know?
I'm wondering if I'm just overstressed, overworked, or if I'm getting net burnout. Because if I'm getting overstressed...
It's just that your job involves computers, and maybe it's a side effect of that, right?
There's an easy way to tell.
Maybe we can just get people to phone in about
that. If you wake up in the morning, you haven't opened your eyes yet, and you see a large purple rectangle in the center of your vision, it's time to slow down.
What if you have a dream during the night that you're setting internet settings?
That's bad.
Wow, that's bad.
That's just the beginning.
But it still could be job-related.
I've been having HTML dreams.
Oh, it's bad. No closing tags. It's all bad. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad Infaloop.
Hey, Mr. Infaloop.
Hey.
What's the big...
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, please. That's so early.
You guys
are going to
be broadcasting our real radio station news?
What? What? Say that again.
Okay. The real... Okay. You're up here in the middle of freaking nowhere, Prince George. The university is getting a radio station.
Ah.
Wow.
Well, the problem is... You don't have enough DJs.
Ah.
Fusion?
Steal from the internet.
Steal from the internet.
Oh.
So you're going to put Rant Radio on the radio station at your university?
Yes.
Is there a Sunday time slot open?
Oh.
There's a Sunday time slot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
6 to 9.
We're going to prison.
We're going to prison. Yep.
Actually, it's a real radio. Oh, my God. We're actually going to be under the jurisdiction of the CRTC now. Holy
No, not really.
Not really. Okay.
As in, you're going to be under the... As in, basically, whenever you do something really nasty, we'll just have some guy come in and, like, I don't know, make fart noises or something stupid.
as opposed to what we normally do every week on the show.
Big fart noises.
Yeah. I'd like to point out we just changed our licensing scheme. You can copy anything you want from us, but you have to reproduce it in its entirety.
Cool.
Yeah.
That works fine.
Very, very cool. When's this all happening?
Well, let's see. I'm not going to relay you guys until we actually get the real license, so it should happen around December, January.
Excellent. Keep us up to date when that's happening.
No. It's university radio. They allow them to get away with a lot more shit than they do on the road.
Oh, I know they do. Oh, yeah. You can.
In addition, the other news is I'll probably be headed down there in a couple of weeks.
Wowzers.
Cool. Very cool.
Cool.
Well, just arrange through ICQ with me.
Right.
You can set something up.
I have no real idea. Basically, my roommate of mine just happens to be a member of the International Club and said, hey, you want to go down to Vancouver for $50?
$50, can't beat that.
Like,
Greyhound special.
Yeah.
I think Greyhound's 69.
Ah, so he got a discount.
69!
I was like, okay, and the third news is I got fired last Friday.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
Well, it's a long story.
We've got 3 hours. You can see it's in the loop. Sweet, I got fired story for the next 3 hours.
Yes. Okay, I was working at a nameless nonprofit society.
You got fired from a nonprofit society?
Wow.
Well, yeah. What happened is they got funding to hire a sysadmin technical support guy.
Uh-huh.
Actually, not knowing what a technical support guy does, they basically hired the first guy that showed up.
You.
You?
That's a nonprofit.
Yes. Now, what happened next is... Every day I went there, they kept on dumping duties on me.
Those fuckers.
Yeah, they... First
God damn
all,
it!
They said, okay, now you're responsible for payroll. It's like, what? I'm technical support. I'm not supposed to be fucking responsible for payroll.
Ah, the technical support wears many hats.
Yes, the technical support.
Right, Inky?
But to be fair...
I can fix photocopiers, too.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to sign
with... And fix your computer problem.
Yeah, you don't do fucking payroll.
No.
No, actually, let's put it this way. You do payroll.
Okay, sure, I'll do payroll. I'll do data entry. I don't care, I still have a job.
You'll answer the phones. You'll empty the garbage.
So what was the breaking straw?
The breaking straw was not really my breaking straw. It was their breaking straw. As soon as I was done all my work... I would play Rant Radio in my office.
So
it cost you your job, and you still listen to us.
It cost me my job yet. Also, at technical support, they would slowly get fed up with my solution to their problem, which was basically, you disconnected yourself from the network? Why don't you just reboot your computer?
The solve-all. Have you rebooted? Have you rebooted 3 times?
Yes, exactly. And they got mad at me because they didn't want to reboot their computer. They wanted me to walk through their computer and reboot it for them.
Okay. Union? Now, that's not my job. I don't reboot computers.
I
move the mouse.
I move the mouse and I open them and stuff.
VNC much? Okay, don't move. Okay, I'm shutting your computer down.
Yeah, that's... Well, the thing is, they didn't have VNC there, even.
How me and see there. Okay, then.
How are they going to manage without their technical support, data entry, and payroll guy?
How could they fire you? You got installing...
What happens if the photocopier goes on the fritz?
I mean, what will they do?
What if the TV breaks?
The whole the thing is, negative attitude, and that I was a dark cloud going through the office.
They kind of classified you as what? A dork? What?
A dark cloud.
A dark cloud. You are a dark cloud.
We only hire happy, fluffy, white clouds here. I'm sorry. We have
racism. Cloud racism.
Cloud racism.
Okay. Hey. Didn't smile wide enough while they were fucking him up the ass, I guess.
The reason why they fired me, this is the official reason they fired me, is, okay, they were all printing off Dilbert on the printer, right?
Yeah.
It's like saying, okay, that's cool. I print off one fucking cartoon of user-friendly, put on my door. Next day I get to work, you're fired!
Really? Because you printed off user-friendly instead of the corporate-hating Dilbert?
Yes.
What is the non-profit organization?
What?
What is the non-profit organization?
They don't make profit.
No, what is their name? What is their name?
What is their name?
Yes.
I'm not allowed to say because of the non-disclosure agreement.
You can't tell who you worked for?
Well, not since I got fired. They actually told me I couldn't after I told someone about my job.
Okay, this is very important. Did you sign a non-disclosure agreement at this point?
Yes, I signed the law.
You signed it. And you're not allowed to say who you worked for?
Not since I got fired.
Did you sign another non-disclosure when they fired you?
Yeah.
Oh, did they give you good severance?
Not really.
Then why'd you sign the non-disclosure agreement?
I figured they're probably going to, try and, sue my ass and shit. They really hate me.
Okay, hey.
It's pretty much like, fuck you.
What you can do is go to Labor Relations and talk to Labor Relations. Tell them that they forced you to sign it under duress of not receiving your severance and your last paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And the Labor Relations will go after their asses for that. Plus, I don't think printing a cartoon one page on the printer makes a valid firing reason. So you might want to pursue that if you hate them enough back. I don't know if it's worth your time or not.
Hey,
if you're tech skilled, you'll probably just get a new job right away.
I have a question.
Okay.
What's a good website? Do you know any good websites we should go to?
Good website.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Yeah,
any ideas?
What's the website you're at right now?
What website?
No, he doesn't get it. That's okay.
You're fired.
You're fired again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, theirs is already down.
Oh, okay.
What
website is
down?
That's
my point. What website?
What website's down?
Well, theirs.
Okay.
They don't have a domain name anymore. I took care of that when they fired me.
Sold it for the lowest bidder, eh?
Actually, yeah.
It's hard to look cool on the internet with no DNS like that.
It's a wonderful thing when you get fired, the fact that you can clear every routing table in the building in 30 seconds. Aw, no routing? That sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry, we just sold your domain name to a porn site. Ooh, you thought Hetty Fry had problems.
Wow, look at that. I've run encryption on all your data for the last 15 backups.
And
you still got it.
Oh, and all their... And since I converted it all to Linux, before I left, I pretty much locked down every machine. All of them are locked down.
No root passwords for them. I guess if it crashes, that's it.
I guess they're going to have to repartition everything, put 98 back on.
All right. It's even better than that. You should drop by with your business card 1 week later with your consulting rates written on the back.
Yeah,
I suggest $110 an hour.
The regular consulting rate, $25 an hour, or the fuck you for firing me consulting rate, $250 an hour.
Woo-hoo! American. Okay.
American. We're going to let you go.
Real money. Yeah.
I think we're going to go, and we're going to say who the hell's all here on the internet now, because Sean wants to do that.
Okay, well, keep us up to date on that radio thing.
Sure.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
Okay, let's go around down the MIRC. Are you going to man a scroll pad for me?
I'll hit the scroll pad. I will hit the button when you get right about to Prophet Nixter. So.
Okay, we have Samarian, Mr. Echo, Solon Zero, X, Breaker One, Bab, Soul Raper, Snorgasm, Matrix, Del O.A., Jordath Moore, the 10 Major Zombies, Pseudo, the Oracle, Decker, the Oracle, Spoon, Enki. Enki, you're not
Enki. Enki, how can you be there?
Enki's there with voice?
Enki's there.
Who the fuck are you? Okay.
I'm on. Duh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Paradox, Josh K, MTR, Sideslide, Simplex, Junior Bomber. Junior Bomber. Rastakala.
I like your name.
Delirium, Lathe, Melio, Optic, fucking two-gun... Fuck
crazy gone, fuck gone to work.
Crazy fuck gone to work. Half-Elf, Judas Keckler, Kurgan, Plastic Poe, Romulus, Schnitz, Jarrell, Yggdrasil, Orphan, Nixter, Broken, as I lose my spot. Diener, Holy Dio, Music God 1, Penis, Quoth, Smokeout, Spidey, Y2 Karma, Cyber Samurai, Templar Knight, Sanix, Dark Elf.
Sanix and away. Dark Elf, I guess.
Empire Soul Trance, Malkav, Confucius, Imagine Kool-Aid, Link RX, Lord Haven, Sneezing Starfish. That's another good name.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sneezing Starfish, Stats, VIP, and Ace.
And also Infaloop just joined.
And Infaloop.
First he got, because he got off the phone.
Alrighty, so let's talk about...
Net Burnout?
Let's talk about Net Burnout. That's the subject of the week.
You just need a hug.
Well, no, here's what happened. I'll tell you a little bit about my week.
Oh, Dax going for the hug. Or do you need one of those things? Are
no,
they all
he's
gone?
He's going for chocolate. He doesn't love me.
He smells the chocolate.
Like a cat.
He smells the chocolate. You smell, you know.
You smell like chocolate.
What is
like
up
you?
With that? You know, these women walk in, the dog comes in, firmly plants the nose in the crotch, and they're like, oh, he must smell my dog. What the fuck you doing to your dog, bitch? Some weird shit. Anyway.
Oh.
I don't get that at all. Anyway.
Shut up.
Oh, that's weird. Well, he must smell my dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You smell my cat, don't you?
Yeah, he smells your cat, all right.
Oh.
Wow, nothing says hello like a cold nose in the crotch. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, Net Burnout. You know, the funny thing is, I'm usually the most funny when I really am at the not-giving-a-fuck phase.
You're,
you know?
Now? You're right about that.
Oh, huh? I'm right about in my not-give-a-fuck phase right now. On Thursday night, mysawmill.com went down. And what happened there was a guy who was 36-year-old who was doing Microsoft Exchange Server.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Cult has its first cult-owned business, which is now...
do not burn cult-owned business.
Do not burn it. Do not torch cult-owned business. The cult-owned business is... We didn't start it, but they're cult members who now run the business, and so the business can be cult-owned. And so it's...
We owned you.
And that's Geeks R Us Computers.
Yeah, right? And you go every Sunday to collect the money.
The tithe.
The tithe.
Yeah,
the
they
tithe.
Have to pay their tithe. No, but they help us out all the time. They're going to be giving us some parts and shit. So we got a hardware solution. Anyway, they're good guys there. It's Nomad Centaur is one of the owners. And
mm-hmm.
he sets us right up. He's in there.
That's Geeks R Us.
Geeks R Us.
In Surrey.
Geeks-R-Us.com.
Buy everything from them.
Yeah, they're very cool. Anyway.
You can even buy online.
What you can even buy
things up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, blah, blah, fucking blah. Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
No. Geeks are.
No, I'm not going to answer the phone when I call Optic.
Geeks are, as in actual are, the word.
Shut up and have another drink, Optic. Fuck.
Fuck.
And there's a hyphen after R, us. Quiet, I can get it. Never
mind. You getting it?
Don't be mean to me. Okay. So.
He's fragile.
Anyway,
right
my sawmill.com went down, and I get to make call, because they're like. Yeah, do you know Microsoft Exchange Server? And, you know.
I can.
And the ringleader, the ringleader's like, absolutely! I'll have someone there in no time. Click. Centaur, you know anything about Microsoft Exchange Server? Not a fucking thing. Oh, God. Did you eat all this acid? Right? You better hope there's some Thorazine in that fucking bag. So, I get the call. I'm sitting at home wearing my, no shit, I'm wearing my, I'm wearing a red velvet bathrobe that my mom made me.
No word of a lie, actually.
No word of a lie. And I'm wearing boxer shorts and my new Kakamu's Gay Baby Wheel for Christ bright
really?
Teal blue
you put that on?
Shirt. I put that on.
Wow.
And I actually had the bright teal blue and the velvet red just because I wanted that clash. And I'm standing there and the phone rings and I pick it up and I'm like, hey. And not hello, it's, do you know Microsoft Exchange Server? And I'm like, Morpheus? And it's Centaur, and he calls me up, and it's not time to call in yet. Don't.
Not time to call in. Like, Infaloop arranged like a week early to phone in about that, so.
Anyway, I'm not going to bother. So he phones, so he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I contact CyberTech, Hungan CyberTech, and I'm like, hey, CyberTech, CyberTech. Anyone who ever wants to know anything, like, CyberTech knows everything there is to know about Microsoft products, period. End of fucking list.
The end.
The
He's
end.
A Microsoft whore.
Well, You can call him that. That's
well,
fine.
That's he loves Microsoft.
Well,
he'd
yeah.
be a Linux whore. He loves Linux.
Well, there's Microsoft whores.
He will sell his body for Microsoft.
There's Linux whores and there's penguin Nazis.
Oh well, yeah.
Okay, and the penguin Nazis are
hate
just
Microsoft.
Hate Microsoft. And you know what? I really don't care because I don't think you know your operating system defines you as a person. But
for some people it does, and they're sad.
And they are fucking pathetic. But I like, there's people who are Microsoft whores. I think the Microsoft whores are people who just swear up and down they know Microsoft but really don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
I like it. It's really cool, and I'm just going to side this way.
I've never tried Linux.
Versus the people who are, like, so incredibly educated on the whole fucking thing, and CyberTech happens to be one of them. So I wouldn't go so far as to call him a Microsofter. He's kind of past that. The guy has a massive amount of knowledge in Microsoft products. Anyway, I phone him up. And I'm like, hey, I got to do some exchange shit. You want to go terminal with me on this? I'll go front and you go back and we'll fucking deal with this thing, right? So we show up, and in 6 hours, we tag-team this computer and completely fucking rework it. Now, the tech who was there, who was doing this thing, was some dude named Scott. Okay, he's 36 years old. Little knowledge of the dangerous thing. He used to work for Nintendo.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow, that's
all
cool.
About
he used to
computers.
Work for Nintendo.
That's great.
So they
how does this at all apply to computers whatsoever? Anyway.
They make consoles.
Did he actually make the front screensaver kind of look like Donkey Kong? Or
I think he actually assembled them. I'm not sure what he did, but...
put the little stickers approved by Nintendo on it.
Actually, Nintendo does make computers.
He was the guy who used to get
Nintendo Entertainment Company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in there.
You're
and
sitting on the cord.
The guy is like uber fucked up this exchange server, and he's got the DNS wrong. And he wanted to insert an MIX record into the DNS.
MIX?
An MIX record, yeah.
It's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, typo much? So,
MIX.
An MIX.
No mail's getting through there.
Ahref MIX equals, oh, God help us. So we had to completely rework this thing. But the bottom line was, in 6 hours... everything went really, really cool. We
fixed
it.
Don't put the microphone towards your screen.
Now, that was my Thursday and my Friday. On Monday, my entire internet service provider went down. I was supposed to take Monday off. Remember Sunday? I was saying, I'm going to take tomorrow off. Because I'm going to be...
And it would be wonderful. And everyone
nice.
Will be happy.
Everyone will be happy. Lovely. I'll have Monday off. But
no.
On Monday morning... My entire provider went down because ADSL
went down.
It's
the perfect day to do it.
Tell us our horrors.
And my Monday lasted until Tuesday at about 4 o'clock,
wow.
Which is when it came back up. And then Wednesday, I took Wednesday off.
Does it really matter?
Who cares? And so I took Wednesday off. Wow, nothing like having a Wednesday off. And then Thursday and Friday, I did computer tech support all day. And then Friday night, I dreamed about tech support and dreamed I was setting fucking router settings and shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. So yesterday I was hanging with my vampire buddy, and everyone call in and wish Sean a happy birthday. Okay, don't do that.
Do it on the IRC.
Just say
he'll
yeah.
see it.
We're not answering the phone. So.
Yeah, we're not answering.
So all you're going to do is
all right,
to light
all right,
the
yeah,
phone.
All right.
We're expecting Sariette to come here, so I have to keep the phone lines open. Okay.
Happy
don't phone in.
Happy pre-birthday, Sean. Okay, thanks, guys.
Happy unbirthday.
Send cash, check, or money order, too.
Where is that from?
Sean Kennedy.
Sean
it's from
Alice
in Wonderland.
Wonderland, yeah, that's right, yeah.
What?
Unbirthday, Mad Hatter. Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Mary, happy unbirthday to you,
Right. Yeah, that's right.
All 11 T.
So anyway, because basically, I just said basically.
Oh, God.
Because of the fact, see, that what happened was his Geeks R Us got broken into. 2 weeks ago.
A month ago.
Whatever, some X amount of time ago.
I think it was 32 days.
They got broken into. They got broken into, and they got totally cleaned out for like $17,000 worth of shit. And because they were changing their financial thing, they weren't covered by insurance. Nice.
Oh.
So have a good kick in the nuts.
They were. The really sad part was they were actually doing okay. For the first year startup, apparently, this is what... the ringleader was telling me that they were actually above the red. They were actually in the black.
That's amazing.
For their first year, this came along, and bye-bye, me.
They're just doing too good.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. God had to fuck them up the ass.
So,
a company that's working. That's wrong.
So
send out the enforcers. We might
related some out of computers. What?
What?
So
go IPO. I know you're a computer store. Go IPO.
I'm how old am I now? I'm turning 27. But anyway.
I have socks older than you. I'm wearing them.
we knew.
Put them away.
I forgot about the smell, and you brought it back, and I can smell them again. Yeah.
So what happened was is I went out, and I actually did it as a favor because
ringleader has to walk on water, right? And he wants to keep his client happy because these guys actually pay their bills because they're fucking sweet clients. And they're the guys who, like, say, how much is it? I'll cut you a check. Okay, I'll cut you the check first.
They just want
it
done.
And then you tell me if you need more.
Yeah.
That's the kind of client these guys are. So he's like, must Perfect appear client. Holy, must appear like I walk on water. And I went in there, and he was all set to, like, pay me big bucks. And because I told him that, you know, if you need anything, let me know. And I wound up doing the whole goddamn thing, buck she. I just said, yeah, don't worry about it.
I'll said, get it.
Yeah, I'll just throw it on my tab, whatever. I'll take it out in hard drives or RAM or something. And so that helped him out a lot, which is good. And they're a good bunch of guys, so it gives a chance to give back, you know, when the world fucks you up. Yes. But the cool thing was that apparently these guys are going to score me a knife. Because I'm walking through the office, and I look down, and I see this piece of paper, and it's got this really cool-looking knife. It looks like an Emerson... And Emerson, what's that knife we got fucking Ronin Sariot?
Ronin Medic.
No, Ronin Sariot. It's a Schwitz Nemesis? Or
the Nemesis.
It looks like an Emerson Nemesis.
Yeah.
Nemesis or some shit like that. It's like
it's
all
an
angular
N-word.
Still.
Definitely an N-word.
Definitely an N-word. And it's all angular. It looks sort of like a drop point Tanto kind of striker sort of design. And it had a big thing on it saying Talonite. And I'm like, oh, cool. Is that like the name of the knife? And it turns out this knife is made of this substance called talonite. And I'm like, what the fuck is talonite? And it's not steel. So it's some kind of weird diamond drilling. Well, being as Hun Yanenki is like material guy. I asked him what talonite.
No, I am not a material science guy. Do not contact me for material science jobs. Thank you.
So what is talonite? Did you like check that out or...
It's some kind of non-ferrous alloy that has lower hardness but really good edge-holding capabilities. I don't really know any more than that.
So, in other words, it's not steel, and it's really hard.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it's not that hard, but it holds
that hard, but it doesn't work. Non-ferrous, yeah, it's not
so
steel.
So it'd be non-metallic, non-magnetic.
Not necessarily. It might have a lot of nickel in it.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know for sure, though.
So, whatever. What is going on? So me and Hun and Cybertech are probably both going to get shipped knives. Out of this deal, made out of talonite, dun, 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 which is kind of cool. Like, we'll work for fucking... Like, how cyber-run is that? My completely web-based business went down, so we will pay you money and give you weapons for making it come back up. I'm like,
you know me.
Dark future, much? Great. That's,
somewhere in the background, William Gibson chuckles to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly
because... I don't give a fuck factory. What anyone says. I hate Gibson. I do. I'm sick of this shit. Everyone's all like, oh, Gibson. He's a fucking pansy. Neil Stephenson rapes Gibson like he fucking stole something with like a screwdriver.
I'm going to say this again for those of you who aren't paying attention to first 12,000 times. Gibson, when he wrote the first story about this, was writing it as the idea of horror. As far as he was concerned, this was supposed to be a dystopia. Dystopia is the opposite of utopia, meaning a bad place to be.
I'd also
this
like to point
I
out something
hell
else.
On Earth is.
Has anybody here ever heard of Philip K. Dick?
Yes.
Right. And I noticed that that was
yeah,
the only...
Wrong. No, he said yeah, too.
He said yeah, too. Okay, the point is, Philip K. Dick actually predated Gibson by years
yes.
by writing a story called Do Androids... Dream of an Electric Sheep,
which is what Blade Runner was based on.
Yeah, and Blade Runner came out, what, like months after, well, not too long after the Neuromancer novel, the first
Yeah, actually, apparently, though, I was Ronan, not an arc, picked up the box set of Heavy Metal and Heavy Metal 2000, and in it they have the director's commentary, and apparently, what is his name, the guy who did... Blade Runner. What was the actor, the director's name?
I can't remember
Ridley
the name.
Scott. Ridley Scott. Apparently.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Oops. This is your house.
What?
I was going to sing a happy birthday to the answer machine of Sean Kennedy.
Oh.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, dude.
Hi, Lieutenant Major.
Yeah, we knew that part.
We knew that part.
Hi, Zombie. Thanks much, buddy. I tell you what, you could just type it out and send it to my ICQ, and I can hum it and imagine your voice there.
I must say, Lieutenant Major Zombie happy, sung me happy birthday on my answering machine on my
something.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, guess what?
To...
The trick on my skateboard, I, like, almost broken my foot off.
You almost broke your foot off?
Yeah, I can take a picture of it. It's, like, all blue and black.
Go for it.
Yeah.
How many bones you break?
Actually, that's what you do. I want you to take a picture of your swollen, broken, bloody foot, and I want you to write, happy birthday, Sean...
on your leg with the broken, swollen foot. Now, I guarantee I will print that out and put it on my wall next to all the wonderfully Christian birthday cards my in-laws gave me. Okay? I promise. All right, say what the hell, brother.
All right, what the hell.
Right on.
So, like I was saying, I was apparently
Ridley, I didn't know who it was.
Apparently Ridley Scott has actually said that his whole, what do you want to call it, inspiration for the world, the way he had it looking, was from the first sequence in Heavy Metal, which is the one in New York, which with the cabbie and the whole... do you remember that bit? He said that was where Harry Canyon, yeah, that was the... That was the inspiration Scott used. This is like Scott actually admitting this.
I'm amazed, actually, at the technology that was in Blade Runner. You could release that movie next week, and it would be completely current. Everything in that movie. It's brilliant.
Speaking of the original Heavy Metal, did anybody else besides me notice how much that Harry Canyon sequence resembled Fifth Element?
Yeah, just a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'd like to state that Fifth Element was a Heavy Metal comic comeback
to
life.
Well, that's because it was all the art director on that was Mobius.
Oh, my God, Mobius? Mobius, is this you?
Mobius was the
French
artist.
French cartoonist who was like one of the driving forces behind
Heavy Metal. And the magazine that inspired it, I can't think of its name now.
Yeah,
there was a French magazine that was inspired Heavy Metal. I cannot think of the name of it.
It was called, I actually had a copy of it. It was called Metal Hurlant or something like that.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to know, 200%, 200% sexually projectile vomit man, if you do not have his ICQ number, his ICQ number is what?
Wow, somebody will have it somewhere.
Lieutenant Major Zombie just channeled through Sean K. the fucking man. That was beautiful. His ICQ number is what? Okay, I'm okay.
Somebody post 200% sexually projectile vomit man's.
Yeah, I am in the roster or whatever. I think.
Yeah,
it should be easy to
no
find out.
Anyway, he is pretty much a literary god. He knows everything there is. He looks up from books before he looks up from books and eats.
Well, how are you ever setting me up for a fall?
No shit.
Yes, he is easily the smartest for any history questions, problems with homework you want to ask.
Just
you
send ICQ to him.
Political it's commentary.
It's because of you that I got the weirdest fucking phone call of my life in this exact same situation.
Okay.
You told somebody, I don't even know who the hell the person was, that if you wanted to know anything about the occult, he should call me. So,
ring, ring, ring.
So, like 11:30.
Are you Desmond Gilroy?
11:30.
I hear you know everything about the occult. I'm having a fucking problem here.
I've got this demon in my bedroom. And,
no, it wasn't quite. Wasn't quite that bad. But it was like, hi, you don't know me. Are you Desmond Gilroy? I went, yes. A friend of mine. No, somebody I met told me if I needed to know anything about the occult, I could ask you.
You're like, oh,
how do I join a coven?
Whoa.
So
whoa.
I was able to look
up. Find a coven first.
No, I actually. No.
Step two, ask nicely.
Well, yes. No, I actually knew the phone number of some people that were in a coven, so I gave them that phone number.
Congratulations, Desmond. That's how tech support works. You have done spiritual tech support. I'm sorry, I can't help you there, but I'll give you the 1-800 number of
somebody who can help you.
Of the guys whose category that is.
Please hold. I'll channel you through.
Let me just pass this buck here.
I'm gonna just back this dollar bill to you with their name on it.
Yeah, no problem.
That's 1-800. Say 8, 9, 10.
8, 10. So I came up with an idea just this week about a business venture because I've been trying to think of a way. Because I've got a good buddy of mine, Scott Harker, not his real name. Scotty.
To protect the innocent.
No one's truly innocent.
He's the guy walking around. Well, actually, he showed up and he's going. His marriage is turning to shit on him, right? And turning. What do you mean, ing?
It's in the process of turning?
Well, it turned. It's like, they haven't signed the papers yet, but
it's
like,
it's very, very
fresh. Like, as it was going, he was like, he came over here from the UK. He's here for 18 months. His wife turned into uber psycho bitch. It was like, your mother sucks cocks in hell. Hey, that's perfect. And he's like all alone, doesn't know anybody. So I phone him up out of the blue and say, hey. Want to go for a beer? Because I figured, you know, that's all they do in the UK is drink. You can't throw a rock without hitting a fucking bar in the UK. And, so I'm like, whatever.
Wow, he actually paid a compliment to England.
So, now I said the UK. So, what happened was, is I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So me and him started talking, and he's like this full-on closet goth. He wants to, like, go all goth and get into black and shit like that, right?
And somebody close the blind.
So
it's cold, and
I go
moths
and,
are coming in.
It's cold, and wolves are in.
No.
Moths are going to attack James because he's so
pasty.
Yeah, so
he has, like,
white.
This huge, huge, like, supply of sweaters, and he's just so frightened.
Yeah.
I don't have any sweaters,
they're
actually.
They're attracted to his luminous blonde hair.
Yeah. They circle around me.
So he
bump into my face.
He's so beautiful. He's beautiful. Anyway.
Next topic.
So we just hang Sim outside on our porch and put
barbecue
around him and fucking bolt it. Oh yeah, guys, I really want to come down. Shut up, Sim.
This
there's
is fun.
There's a bat gonna be in here in a minute. You just wait.
Oh, Zord.
Yeah, baby. Anyway, so where the fuck was I now?
This guy wants to be a goth.
Oh, yeah, he's totally going goth. Now, I used to be, well, actually, I've been involved in every single one of the clans. That's how I made all the clans and can write the descriptions for them. I had a friend of mine named Todd. I used to have this friend. This friend has currently also been consumed by Uber Psycho Bitch.
Oh.
Oh, Todd.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, Todd. Todd. Yes. Todd.
Is he here?
DJ Vortex.
Is he here?
In the province.
No, he's still in the province.
DJ Vortex is like...
Here, but not here.
DJ Vortex is dating like Uber Psycho content.
Can I tell the story when you're done?
What?
Can I tell the story when you're done?
DJ Vortex,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. He got me goth. Way back in the day, right? When I was just getting into industrial music. He's the guy who actually introduced me to industrial music. So I got a soft spot in my heart for him because, I mean, he showed me the whole alternative music scene. So I thought, well, that's really cool. So in my heart, I've always wanted to put on plum lipstick. Right? And some pasty white. And you go hang out in the goth bars.
We've all felt that way.
Yeah.
Hey,
time to
I'm
time.
Sorry. You show me any kind of subculture chicks that are as sexy as goth chicks. Thank you, Elvira, much?
No, hey,
okay.
Raver chicks. Hey, did I...
What's
did
that?
I, Raver chicks.
No.
No,
this
they
game.
Always look a little diseased.
They always look like... They always look like you'll go to jail if you touch them.
Yeah.
So, no, versus no, goth women, which look like they're older than, say, Methuselah. And they're like... those ones... Raver chicks you have to worry about the next morning when their dads find out. Goth chicks you got to worry about, you know, you're scared to go to sleep. They're like demons and they're
sex
with you. And then you're like...
You wake up and they're staring at you.
And you're sitting there and you look at the edge of the bed and she's like perched there and she's
looking at you.
And she's got these wide white eyes and she's like licking her lips.
You go, how long you been there? All night.
And you're like, you know, I love the way you breathe. Yeah.
I hope so.
That's great, honey.
No, what a coincidence.
Let's keep it
so high. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's okay because, you know, I have no personal experience with favorite chicks, but I guess I'm kind of engaged to a slowly turning
slightly.
Into a goth chick.
Oh, yeah.
So,
got the boots, got the hair.
No, you're not. No, she's going industrial.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes,
she's
industrial.
Going industrial.
That's,
yeah. Study collar much? Yeah, no. She'd be going goth if she was wearing like long, flowy medieval shit.
She stuffs dead crows. What is that?
That's
no, goth.
No. Stuffing dead crows is not. Goth is not the way. Goth. Let's define goth here, okay?
There are so many variants of goth.
There are, but there's a few overlying tying things here. Now, there's like the techno goth. There's the punk goth. It's all covered on Gothic Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Okay.
I read that.
That's a good one.
Now,
technically speaking, the industrial goth is still a goth, but they're not like a true hardcore goth. True hardcore goth is like reading poetry, writing romantic poetry, drinking absinthe, being very, you know, kind of reading in the moonlight, you know, lots of romance, that kind of a thing. That's true hardcore goth.
I love the way you breathe. I wrote a poem about it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she's I guess.
Sorry,
she's very goth.
I haven't actually brought it up with her yet, but I think she's very goth.
Is she? Does she like bleach her skin, or does she like wear like pants?
No, that's not what real goth do.
She blacked out her hair. Her hair's
she's got a
Betty Page.
Betty Page.
Yeah, it looks very hot.
It is so
sexy. She went to the movie last night. She's wearing a black Betty Page cut with a studded spiked like leather collar.
She was wearing that when she came over and our parents here. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's got the high boots. Yeah, she's going industrial.
Icky smiled widely. Yeah.
You didn't have her wearing the studded collar when she and you came to visit me and the.
That
parents.
Was not accessible.
No, we left it in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, he took it off with the leash and left it.
I don't have to take the boots off, do I? They take 15 minutes. Yeah.
Leave them on.
All these subtexts are just, you know, like, our parents, like, honestly, Anki and my parents.
So, in any case, moving right along here.
Moving right along.
Anybody who doesn't know, okay, Quoth is an extremely attractive woman. Okay?
Amazingly.
She's an amazing.
She's listening.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
She's a very attractive.
I know.
No, she's
I'm
got
just
a,
letting you know.
She's got a great body. She's wearing velvet pants. What's that song? Who sings that song? She's got a great body. He's wearing velvet pants.
He's wearing velvet pants?
He's got a great body. He's wearing velvet pants. What the fuck? It's on a soundbite in a song.
I have
no. But anyway, she's a beautiful, beautiful
Stop
lady.
Stop laughing, Dak.
She's absolutely beautiful. And now, and she had like this, she was like a really, she is an amazing artist. Like, not like, you know, I draw pictures, like I do large dating, you know, Mount fucking St. Helens size sculptures. Ooh, that was kind of poetic how I said that. Mm-hmm. And like, she does amazing stuff. I've got, like, three pieces of her artwork, which I will not give up for any reason whatsoever. They're, like, awesome.
Even if she asked for them back?
Yeah.
Fine!
No, that'd be the only way. If she asked for them back, I'd begrudgingly, that'd be the only way I'd do it. If she wants them back, I'd part with them, but I'd feel really bad. Anyway, so, but it was really cool. And where was it going with this?
Lost. None of us really know.
No. She's all goth. Yeah, but anyway,
variants,
so she's like
variants on goth, and yeah.
Happy birthday. Says it all.
Okay.
Ow.
With his spran foot.
With my spran foot.
With his spran foot.
That's amazing.
No, you're supposed to write it on your foot.
But that's okay.
That's it's close
good.
Enough.
It's pretty good.
That's close enough.
Wow, that is so
that's really bad.
K, it's not even funny.
That is so what?
Jeff K, what's the name of the site that's hosted on Bad Hacker Speak? I can't remember. Anybody who goes to...
Anyway, Quoth is like an amazing artist, and now she's going like hardcore goth, which is really cool.
Hardcore goth or hardcore industrial?
Hardcore, well, goth, industrial goth, right? Because there's like...
It's a mix.
There's used to be classic goth, now there's like subgenres of goth, and there's like industrial goth, and she seems to be going
industrial
goth. Kind of
like, you know, Islam, Hamas, and...
Yeah, that kind of a thing, yeah. So, but anyway, going full circle, back to my buddy Scott Harker... He is going, he shows up, I pick him up, he's wearing a long, long overcoat and this wide black fedora, and he's balding. And I said, hey, have you seen Dark City? And he said, no, I haven't. So I'm like, right, we go to Rogers, rent Dark City, and he's like all over that movie. If you haven't seen Dark City, it's like...
It's very cool.
But the thing is, he
Jennifer
looks like...
Jennifer Connelly.
She's coming out, she plays a junkie in the new movie. Anyway, no, Jennifer Connelly, Rocketeer, that was the only way she was ever any good. But anyway, in Dark City, I found out the guy who was the lead bad guy in Dark City was actually Ms. the Jeff butler, Kidd. Mr. Hand. That was actually the butler in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
And I never made that connection until the other night. He goes, oh, that's that guy. And I'm like, holy shit. But I think what we should do is when we make up our strike team, we'd have to make up a vampire strike team called the Strangers. And everyone on that is like, Mr. Wall, Mr. Teeth, Mr. Book, Mr. Hands. And we'll like show up at supermarkets just before closing at like 1:30 when they close at 2, you know, like the really late open ones. And then you show up with everyone, and they're all walking and wearing the same clothing, and you go to, like, a swap meet beforehand and buy really old money, like, from the 1920s.
But
it's
still
valid
Canadian money.
Or what you do is you walk up, you all buy small gherkin pickles and a pack of straws. And you go up to the counter, and you're like, we would like to purchase these gherkins, yes?
We have money.
And they go, that'll be $28.35, you weird motherfucker. And you say, ah, these numbers, this paper has value, yes? And they'd be like, uh-huh. Wow, this is really old stuff. Where are you guys from? Outside. We came inside to buy the gherkins.
You realize...
Bye! Thump, smile.
You realize, of course...
Keep the money. Just leave my store.
You realize, of course, if I was working, didn't know this was a gag, you'd have 9 or 10 dead people because of this.
These people don't make sense.
It's like that movie Lost Highway. I'm totally on the same side with this. I don't get this. Lost Highway. Fucked movie.
It was a dream.
Well, I don't give a fuck. It was a fucked movie.
You ruined it for me. I haven't seen it.
Okay. No, it's... No.
No, you can watch it 18 times.
Like Marilyn Manson is in there. You're like, wow, that looked like a bad acid trip. So,
Although it was a lot of people's wet dream as to what should happen to a tailgater.
Yes.
Oh, yes, very much so. However, However, in the movie Dark City, this guy's at a cocktail party, okay? And this weird-ass motherfucker walks up to him.
Looks kind of like Sean.
No, this guy's weird-ass. Like, this guy's, like, way weird-ass. Like, I can't... I wish I could be that weird-ass.
You put on a little bit of face powder and a little bit of, what was that, plum lipstick?
I have no idea.
You're right in there, buddy.
I'm right in there. So anyway...
Except you're way too big. You'd kill that guy.
I'm too big to be a goth. I'm way too big. Goths are generally tall, slender, waif-like.
Eat nothing.
You know? You can't really be big and goth. Like, Dak could be a useless goth.
Yeah, I'd never be
like Pearl from Blade. It would be useless.
What, you're not allowed to have teddy bear goths?
Don't kill me!
Teddy bear goth.
It burns!
Boy hole much?
If you're the biggest goth there, does anybody really have the right to tell you that you can't be a goth?
You're not,
I don't think so. You're
not a goth, Squish.
I'll beat the other goths to death with this goth.
I'm twice the goth you are.
I'm not a goth. I'm a Visigoth. Fuck off.
Shut up while I storm Rome.
And it's all like, hello, and if a 10-ton truck. What's that? Sean K is 6'8". Yeah, and I breathe fire.
Yeah, I heard he sleeps only 1 hour per night.
Yeah, and I have plastic.
And his ass shoots lightning bolts.
Yeah.
He gets plastic.
Lightning bolts on my ass.
Plastic surgery every 3 months.
I've smelled something that was.
Yeah. If I eat McDonald's, I shoot lightning bolts on my ass. Nothing like some rotten Ronnie's rectal rockets. Fucking a little bit bunged up, no problem. Two cheeseburgers later, and hey, I'm a fucking gremlin.
The colon cancer rates in America have risen 10 times in the last 40 years. You think there's a reason? That fucking clown, man. I swear to God.
Grab your ankles, Red Hair, because here it comes. Boom! Rocket is a shit attack. Right on. If you look at it from the ceiling, it kind of looks like a butterfly.
We like ha-ha poopy
jokes. This
kid
was over at my house one time. He let out one. We ran out of the room. 3 hours later, my mom comes home. The first thing out of her mouth is, God, somebody smells bad.
Oh, shit, I have, like, my farts will pool because they're heavier than air.
I can tell you this now, Zach, but if it still smelled 3 hours later, that kid shit his pants, okay?
So, in any case...
You need some of those detectors, eh? Those low-pooling detectors on the floor.
That horrible green cloud always throws me.
So,
puke girl on the left.
Laugh a little harder. We want to see it right there on the white couch. Come on. Help us out.
Turn the webcam in her direction.
Cameras.
For God's sake, breathe.
Does it hurt? She's like,
this is the stage of laughing where she gets stomach cramps. She can't sit up straight anymore because her body's being pulled forward.
She's going to make it to the bathroom. And we lost one.
We lost one.
I did that all the time. I actually dropped Andrew. I dropped Andrew on Sunday.
Look, she had mac and cheese for dinner.
I dropped Nomad Centaur.
White couch.
Drop Nomad Centaur.
I dropped Nomad Centaur with a gag because we were sitting there. We were just talking.
No, the only way you're dropping Nomad Centaur is with a bat, friend.
No, kidding.
No, I made him laugh so hard he just fucking his legs gave out and he just crumpled.
Fuck, is that what I felt?
Yeah. And
you've told the story about when you made somebody laugh? Was that you?
Yes, it was him that made somebody laugh that they put him back in the hospital.
I laughed a guy into the hospital. Yeah, and he had his appendix out, and I was working in a pizza.
He put him in stitches.
And he was, I didn't know he had his
appendix out. Lost a gut.
I put him, this is a true story. He was at a pizza shop. I had a job there. And I was doing that Star Trek thing, you know, where there's that bad Star Trek episode where the omelets are attacking somebody. They take over the brain and shit.
We've tried freezing them. We've tried boiling them.
We tried to destroy them. And the only way to get them is with light or whatever.
Yeah,
phaser light.
Light or sound.
They put them in a microwave. Ding. So I, like, did a reincarnation of this with a pizza slice, and I'm like, and I got this guy down. Now, at this stage, I would, like, if ever I get somebody laughing and I know I got him, I don't stop. Fuck
no,
you.
He doesn't.
That's it. I will kill.
Attack!
I am going to kill this
motherfucker. I had to crawl out of the way of an oncoming truck because of this guy.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You fell on the road?
Oh, yeah. In a road. I was walking around him, and it looked like I'm telling him to get up. Right? Anybody who's not hearing me, right? So, anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm doing this gag and he's fucking killing himself and he falls down on the ground and I'm waggling this pizza over his head, right? And then the customers come in and they see me waggling a pizza over this guy's head going, And I'm like, hey, how's it going? So I go serve him more pizza. Now, this choice is fucking funny, right? So I come back after giving him a pizza. They paid for it and everything.
It was a good pitch for the pizza.
And I go back and I look for him on the floor, and he's gone. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking around. I'm like, hey, you know, whatever his name, Brett. Hey, Brett. Where are you, bud? It's Brett. And I go, and I can see now they got one of those half kind of office walls where the bottom half of the wall is wall, top half of the wall is glass. And I can see the desk, and there's a phone on his desk. And the phone goes and drags across the desk. And I'm like, what the fuck? He goes across the desk again. And he goes, gang, gang, man, on the ground. I'm like, whoa, that's not generally a sort of behavior you see in a major office appliance. So I go and I look around the corner, and he's still on the ground, and he's going, go away from me, go away from me. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Wow, are you okay, man? He's and he's still laughing. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. I'm beginning to wonder if I've gone too far here. And I'm like, all right, it's all good. And then more customers come in. I'm like, all right, it's all good. Right? I'm like, you be cool. And fucking wait for their brain cells to stop shaking. I'm going to go up front here and deal with these fucking customers, all right? So I go deal with the customers. An ambulance shows up to the back door of the fucking pizza parlor. There's guys strapping this laughing idiot onto a fucking ambulance gurney, and I'm like,
whoa,
holy shit! And I'm having visions of a Hannibal Lecter getup with a fucking face mask.
He's and like, now we sentence you, Sean Kane. Any last words?
Yes, three Jews walk into a bar.
Kill him!
Kill him! He was it's the killing joke.
Yes, my what the hell is this?
Nothing. Keep talking.
Anyway, so I'm like, whatever. So this guy gets turned down. So this guy winds up going to the hospital because he has appendix out, and I wound up ripping all of his stitches because I made
his already had his appendix out before Sean attacked him with his joke. He tore the lining of the stitches in the soft tissue of the muscle of your abdomen.
So I didn't know. Hey. I had no idea that he'd had this out, so I felt really bad. And
he comes. Sean comes over shortly after this to... Big Bill Foote's comic book shop where I'm working at the time, comes in, and he, like, you know, of course, wants some sympathy because he feels bad. I mean, no, he did.
Oh, I did. I felt really bad. I fucking damn near killed this guy.
So he comes in, and he tells me this. Of course, I do the only thing a friend can do at this point. I fall off the counter laughing.
Now, the funny thing is my family's in show business. My mother, my grandmother, all my mother's side of the family, they're all in show business. But the thing is that my grandfather killed some guy in the audience making him laugh.
Whoa.
Some old dude who was laughing at a massive heart attack died right there. Fuck. And it fucked him up for life. Like, he would get people laughing and he'd stop. Like, he wouldn't do it anymore. Oh. But to me, I don't really care. I'll just keep fucking doing it now. But
so
you haven't quite accomplished that yet.
Your family has actually taken a life with humor.
Oh yeah, no, it happens. It happens.
Doesn't show at all.
So what was I going to say now? I told you that story.
Boring Nomad Centaur.
Oh yeah. We were sitting there, and we were talking about tech support, and I was just pissed off, and I'm like, you know what? I'd love to see, you know, people in tech support go into like the medical trade, you know, and like it's time for a remuster, you know, because after your tech support, you really can't do anything else, and they're like, you know, here we are, you know, beep, 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 oh, he's getting low, beep, 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 beep. Oh, we lost him. That's okay. Turn that heart monitor off and turn it back on again. See if that makes sense.
Could I have a doctor?
And as soon as I said that killed him. You know, he was down for the count.
Thank you.
So, it was pretty sweet. But, yeah, let's get on with the news, I guess.
Do the news?
Sean?
Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Time for the news.
Anyone else want
Yes,
to?
We get off track.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell. I would like to know exactly what's going on here.
All right. This one is great. This first one. This was on the cult page. And it was just so good, I had to bring it up. Mom foils son's NSYNC murder plot.
Oh, God.
She stopped them?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, God. Did you read all this hazard
in the world?
He has a good idea and a...
This is the world's stupidest parent.
My son is a Columbine killer. You, step away from the Oprah. Step away from the
Put
Oprah.
Put down their
remote
control.
I want to handle like turning him into the American police. That sounds like a great idea.
I love my child so much, I want him to get fucked up the ass by major, like, criminals and a major problem.
Hey, actually,
America's pretty much.
I'm sorry. Let's have the...
You need a mic. Your mic's off.
I think it's better to get the kid before he kills somebody so they don't have to send him to jail. That's
true.
But he was going to murder plot. But
I laughed. It was funny.
He was
I think this kid's brilliant.
He was going to kill NSYNC.
No, he wasn't. He's funny. It's a funny story. He has funny ideas. He had a plan that would never have washed. He's not going to kill NSYNC.
I can hope.
As much as we can hope, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't, as, you know, I can't, I know a lot of people are hate NSYNC and all these boy bands, but, you know, they're a product. It's like getting annoyed at ketchup. It's like...
But that's exactly the point. Know, so it's there's no real reason to feel any moral qualms. It's not like you're killing people. It's NSYNC, for God's sake.
And there's a major difference here. I like ketchup.
I'm gonna read a brief little piece of this. Inside authorities say was a pretty detailed plan to rob a local gun store by taking out the owner and stealing some guns.
Pretty deep.
Wow, that's a detailed fucking plan.
I don't think
I like that one.
I like the little bit lower down. I don't think he had the ability to carry it out. He had no access to any weapons or firearms, and he would have to overpower somebody first to obtain a weapon. If he succeeded, then he had the transportation issue of how to get to Atlanta.
He's currently
transportation
in
issue.
He's currently in custody for psychological evaluation, which is synonymous with, well, we can't actually charge him with anything, but we want him to stay in jail anyway.
Hi. Thought crimes?
Yeah. How did his mom find out about this?
She read his diary or something, wasn't it? Moms, they just know.
I feel planning to rob a gun store.
How are you doing today, Sean? I'm okay. Are you planning to murder NSYNC?
Yeah.
You know, I have to call the police. Okay.
Again?
The moral of the story here is don't store your murder plots where you keep your Playboys.
Keep it in your head.
Mothers know about that little shoebox in your closet, okay?
So the what the hell moral of the episode is don't trust your parents. You just can't bring them in on your murder plot.
That, and if you do have a murder plot, don't label it with
murder
don't
plot.
Label it and stick it in a folder, and I quote, named Operation Death Strike. And that's usually a bad idea, you know?
Operation Death Strike, yes.
You know, if they raided some fucking cult members, you know, stuff and got like all this shit. I went to my place of work, which is somewhere on Northview Crescent in Langley, Evan's house. We should put Evan's address up. People can send him stuff. Like roadkill. And here you go. Oh, Evan! Oh,
oh my God! We got another dead cat!
Oh, well, send it over to Wales.
You okay there?
I
thought I was just going to demolish my laptop. I had to close it for a second.
I would not be responsible for that.
I think you need a Dr. Pepper
proof.
Oh, great. Entering hibernation mode. This is wonderful.
Hibernation mode.
Oh, God. Sorry, man. Anyway, but yeah, like, anyway, this guy. So I go over there, and everyone who works for him on the Web for Wealth website... Actually, this is pretty fun. You guys should check this out. Web4Wealth.com. System's looking at me like, Sean, are you sure you should be doing this?
Like, you're just giving him promotion, though.
Oh, yeah, Web4Wealth. Check out this brilliant multi-level marketing internet strategy and the flasturbation that is their fucking website. Okay, it is utterly horrible. Somebody.
Quiet, I like Flash.
Flasturbation. Was that coined by the websites, the web pages that suck guy?
No, actually, it was. I took it off of street tech.com.
Who has the trademark on that term?
I don't know. It was on streettech.com, and they have like term of the day, and their term of the day was flasturbation, which was websites that have flash for the sake of having flash.
I think we need a movie here.
I think
here.
Tamara's like totally in awe
what
of that
really
word.
What we really need is a link that says skip intro.
Yeah.
It just isn't a full website without a skip intro link.
Anyway.
Skip intro.
So
fast forward commercial.
So anyway, the whole site, but the whole thing is like, in order to get anywhere on the site, you got to see this thing. It's one gigantic chunk of flash space. Like, the text comes in flying. I remember, it was amazing.
I think by the time you said it, to the time I typed it in, somebody took it down. Because it's not coming in.
Oh, no, the reason why it's not coming in is because it's hosted on ADSL.
Mm.
And they can't handle that many hits. Yeah, oh, I'm like sorry. Did I just shut down Web for Wealth?
Oops. Yeah. Webforwealth.com?
Quickly, everyone, go to webforwealth.com.
All at once. Reload.
Hey, as a matter of fact, could someone please make me one of those auto-ping proxy things, one of those where we can always just hit it, you know, and hit it like 20 times an hour and just let it run, see if it's fucking...
Sean.
Need some hits on there.
That's illegal. What you actually have to make is a remote proxy for their site, which updates every 3/10 of a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry, man. So, in any case, we got this handy-dandy, you know, website, which is full of flashbation. And if you want to see an example of flashbation, go there early, go there often, and show your friends. But the guy who is now... I go to Evan's house, and I farted. And I go to Evan's house.
Thank you for sharing. No problem. In more ways than one.
I go to Evan's house, and I walk in there, and right there, E-Trickster has a tendency to work for this painful motherfucker named Evan, and who I don't like very much. Mm-hmm. And... he's got, like, the Nomad screensaver happening right inside the office with a big cult button on and a black T-shirt. And Evan doesn't know what cult is. And he plays my rants in Evan's house. Can you fucking believe that? I'm like, wow,
really?
That's very cool.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I'm worried about is what happens one day when somebody goes, raids one of these kids, one of these crazy fuckers who listens to me computer,
uh-huh.
and goes, this Canadian boy needs to be stopped. And they come for my sorry ass.
Uh-huh. Well, somebody's already been fired over it.
Yeah, but what's going to happen?
I don't know. Are you protected?
We're going to die in a horrible gun battle with the authorities.
Yes. Guns a-blazing. We will go down.
Wasn't that one of the first intros for this station?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Ironic, somebody raiding us. Yeah.
Ironic in a sick sort of, I really don't want to go to jail sort of way. But in some ways, you know, in all honesty, what if the authorities did come? All bullshit aside, what if the authorities did knock down my door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dak, you don't own guns. You're not going to blow anyone away. And besides all that, you don't live at my house. You wouldn't know till it's over. Mind you, last time the cop showed up at my house, you knew about it right away. He's like, and Sim was pretty much on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
So
you hadn't called me, though. I know I don't have to know.
There's a reason for that.
I had to know whether there was a problem first.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, there was a...
So what am I, like, only break in case of emergency or something?
Or break glass.
Yeah.
You don't fire a gun and hope that the bullet is discerning. It doesn't work like that.
Guided bullets, that would be so cool.
Yeah, runaway.
Hey, I was the one who stayed calm in the last...
Pretty much
all of
Cult knew. Within 1 second.
I don't understand this attitude. I was the guy who stayed calm during the last time we had a situation.
I stayed calm.
You stayed calm? Kapang! That was the loudest punch I've ever heard.
One heard around the world.
I did have a crack junkie running down a hallway to assault his wife. What exactly am I supposed to do here? I took off my knife.
That's true. Well, don't
there
you remember?
There were no weapons, punches, or kicks thrown. I don't see what the problem is.
Versus the cop showing up, and I like run up on a rock with a large fur jacket and go, Mufasa! And all the guys in the house go, I'm like throwing his big fucking head around on a rope, and the cops are like, "Yeah, alrighty then." The cop dog's all pissing his pants the next thing. He's like, "Yeah, fire mission RCMP officer." You know, that's what scares the LAPD. LAPD scares the fuck out of me. You know why? Because after the LA riots, they have two, count them, two fully functional, fully armed Apache gunships.
Wow.
Under LAPD jurisdiction.
That was for the 84 Olympics.
84 Olympics, they got them.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that after the riots.
Oh, yeah, they deployed them.
They deployed them, but when you have. You there, pull over. No fucking problem, it's all good. I get the fuck out of this car. It's all right, I'll just lie the fuck down on this road here. You just train the hellfires the fuck off of me, that's all good. As back as I caught him, I'm like, give him a good kiss.
Give her a good kiss.
She's turning red. She's all embarrassed. She's embarrassed.
Ain't that good.
Sorry, buddy.
She's embarrassed now. I managed to piss an LA cop off severely.
There's a good idea.
I think all you have to do,
motherfucker, bang.
No.
This is just a great little story.
Me and PBM are in L.A. We're in Universal Studios tour, and apparently what had happened was somebody's purse got stolen. So the local security for Universal Studios plus a couple of LAPD's finest are going around rousting
LAPD's finest.
Are going around fucking rousting any group of kids, like Hispanic or black kids, they can friggin' find. So me and PBM are sitting at one of the concession stands. I've already got my food, and these cops come up and grab these kids, shove them up against the wall, and start patting them down. The kids haven't got anything on them. Whoa, Jesus, I just smelled it. Oh, God.
Sean trapped it.
Sean let out this death fart earlier, and it just finally got out of the sofa.
Yeah, he ejected it into the cushion.
Oh, God.
He's currently doing something really evil in the washroom. Yeah.
So anyhow,
I hear screams coming from there, so it can't be good. In any case, anybody else here in the studio who has to use the washroom tonight, please do not light a match within 20 feet of it.
We're going to all blow up. So
yeah,
anyhow,
no smoking, please.
The cops have these kids up against the wall. They're patting them down. They're just being complete assholes about the whole situation. PVM comes out with his burger and fries. He goes over towards the condiment stand, and one of these cops stands in front of Brian and gives him like this deep voice scowl with his fucking sunglasses on, his fucking muscles out to hear, please go around. So Brian comes over, and I'm like at the table right in front of this. They're 5 feet away from me, and I'm staring at the fucking cop. Brian comes over, and he's like, what's going on? And I'm just so pissed at this whole thing. I said, oh, just a little L.A. street theater. Cop turns around, fucking eyeballs me. I eyeball him right back. It's like, what? Cop turns away. You see, there's a small problem. We're tourists. They fuck with the tourist trade. His job goes away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I had no fear. And besides, they were such complete assholes about the whole thing. Somebody deserved to say something about this shit.
They already had.
It should be mentioned that the Uber cop that told me to, you know, go the other way was about 6 foot tall, 4 foot wide, and had a 5 foot gun on his head. So I went the other way.
He scraped when he walked, huh?
Yeah, he did.
At least he was wishing he scraped when he walked.
Oh, I'm telling you, just these. I can understand. Like I said, I have been a security guard for 14 years.
How long?
14 years.
I have worked with cops.
No, you said you're a security guard. You've never worked.
With.
Thank you. Thank you.
For the record, do not go in the bathroom.
You
know, it's still on you. I know.
You at least white.
It's like this. You know you take a bad shit. Like, normally you take a shit and you don't mind the smell of your own. You know it stinks, but you don't mind because it's kind of like that. I'm rubbing my stink into this bathroom.
Sean, I can't help but notice you got out of the bathroom rather quickly.
And I turned the fan on.
Oh, yeah,
now,
there
when
it
you're
is.
Sitting there taking
logs.
When you're sitting there taking a
the
shit.
The door's
and you're like,
dissolving.
When you're sitting there taking a shit and you're like, oh, my God.
And the fire alarm's going off.
This is fucking disgusting. Like, the litmus paper is turning blue. And you're like, whoa, nerve toxin agent. You're like, wow.
Walls are turning black like, around you.
Like the smell is there. I watch a fly goes, you know, and I'm like, whoa.
That's what they normally eat.
Chirping. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Thud.
Yeah. Can you open the window slightly?
Yes. Yes.
No, not slightly. All the way, please.
Fling open those shutters. It's a whole new world. Anyway, so.
And also turn the blinds because all the bugs will come in.
All the bugs.
The bugs.
Better watch they out or the insects will get you.
Can we hear that tonight?
Malaria or asphyxiation?
No.
You choose.
Or now it's walking.
Turning the blinds. Turning.
Blinds are turning.
Blinds turning. Blinds.
Oh, they're gone. There we go.
Okay, we're
yes, Rad Radio, where body functions are a whole new level of entertainment.
Anyway, yes.
Only if you're not in the studio.
For the record.
Exactly.
For the record.
I thought that was just because we were running out of material.
For the record, the fucking man takes one seriously ranked shit.
So tell me what has been wrong with your life, girl on the left.
A girl on the left just laid down on the couch and.
Hey, I got a whole couch to myself. I'm taking it.
A very big couch.
Yeah.
Very big, cozy.
see white coat.
God, you know, that's
everybody like check the webcam. That's
check
right,
webcam.
My sister's providing
she's
a wonderful
striking
reply
a sexy
to
pose.
Say your line. Oh, yeah, say your line.
She's climbing up. She's like, no, I won't allow myself to be exploited. Well, maybe just a little bit. Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is.
She's like, you do have Enki's blood in you.
I'm lying on the couch with, like, one hand behind my head so that I don't, like, get a welt in the back of my head from the arm of the thing. And
yes,
like,
keep talking.
Oh, it's sexy.
No, we're actually talking about that half an inch of belly button that you have showing there.
And your ankles. Look at those ankles.
That was illegal in the 60s on TV.
And she's curling her toes in a very provocative way.
I think we found Lieutenant Major Zombie's new desktop wallpaper.
Oh, man. Yeah, just
I can't even, like, occupy excessive amounts of couch.
You know, we were talking about this.
Ding, ding, ding. There goes the ARC.
So.
There you go, girl on the left.
So, the thing is that I want to know, what I want to know, lie here, it's soft.
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 Okay, I think we should all talk about what we would do if we were another gender. Like, girl on the left, what kind of a man do you think you'd be if you were
I'd
a man?
Be such a wimp, it wouldn't even be funny.
You think so?
I'd be the little weasel boy that would get the shit beaten out of him all the time.
You think so?
I'm a wimp now. I can't see how I'm so profoundly wimpish that I can't see how testosterone.
If I had my druthers, I'd be like this total Betty Page chick. And I'd be like the rankest slut you've ever seen in your life. And I would travel from comic shop to comic shop.
making
I'm walking where...
Do you for guys in comic shop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hear me out. Self. Hear me out. No, wait. Hear me out. This is great. This is really good. You show up, you know, with like the Wicked Cleavage leather outfit on, you know, going on. And you walk
or dress up as a character from a comic.
Yeah, you show up poor guys in the store like faint.
As whoever who was that with the red hair and the
I need seven of you put on
collars. You dress up as like Crying Dawn. You show up and there's like the ugliest pimply faced, you know, 22-year-old you'll never get fucked in your life. Kind of a guy playing magic there. You go back there, play one game of magic with him. Okay, he horribly whips your ass and thinks he's great. And you go, oh, I've never been beaten like that in magic before. You take him home, fuck his brains out. 6 ways from Sunday. He does like cocaine off your tits. It'll be amazing. Right? You give him the weekend he will never forget. And then you like carry on. Now, bear in mind. Okay, why do this? Why do this? Because for the rest of his life, okay, he will say your name with reverence. There will be statues directed to me as a woman after, because they'll be like 15 and you go, you know, I was a horrible geek my entire life, but this one really decent, beautiful woman, you know? Yeah. That's what guys do. Guys are like that. They'll sit there and be like, you know, the other women are like, she's a whore, she's a prostitute, she's a... She's a noble woman.
That right there is a noble woman. She's a noble woman with a noble cause.
The
right
day there. The goddess came... I was there.
I was there. She touched me.
Testify.
I was
testify.
She's a good woman. She is a good, good woman. I did cocaine off of her tits. She is a good, good woman.
She did seven us in the back on the Warhammer landscape. It was amazing.
She drew a Skaven symbol on her tits, man. It was amazing. Oh yeah, you know, like she was a messenger of Nurgle. You know, and it would have been just like
I was actually amused and partially turned on by what you were talking about until you said the word Nurgle, because then you made an image of Eastman.
Oh, yeah.
Appear in my brain in the same time with this
one. You don't like the smell?
Yeah, I think that was it. There's this residual heat which is starting to kill me.
Oh.
Gooey. Anyway, so...
Hey, cold fusion.
Oh, cold fusion. Good keyword. Okay, you ready for this one? I go to Red Barn Antiques this week.
I'm confused. I want to see how this is going to work, but go ahead.
Be Roseanne. No, but seriously, I go to Red Baron Antiques, which is a big antique store, right? And I'm walking through there, and they got some fucking kick-ass antiques, right? Because I'm looking
for... Is that on number 10? Where is that?
Cloverdale.
Okay,
yeah.
Cloverdale. Whatever, so I'm walking through there, and I'm like, oh, cool. Now, I was just at, like, the Bay and all these kind of furniture kind of shops, and what I want is I want a bookcase with fucking doors on it. You want to try to find a modern-day bookcase with fucking doors?
They don't fucking exist.
Forget it. It's not going to happen, right? So I take Scotty. Now, Scotty being from the UK, right, he's got, like, antique stores are, like, you know, fuck, you can't throw a rock without hitting an antique store.
They're right next to the pubs.
To the bar, right? It goes bar, antique store, barber shop, you know. So it works.
Fish and chips bar.
Yeah,
we have a few of them here because we just haven't, because, you know, Canada hasn't been around so long. We haven't amassed the antiques.
But there's a reason for this. You take the antiques there that you got from the attic or the basement so you can get money to go to the pub.
Exactly. So in any case, you've got the just drink away our...
Before, I have one image that I want to share with all of you, because you're going to all eventually be old enough to see this.
What's that?
I want you to imagine when you're like in your 80s or your 90s, and you walk into an antique store, and you see some shit from fucking IKEA, and I want you to basically turn to every other person in that place, point, and laugh at them. Because
it's not going to happen. You know why?
Inflatable chairs.
You know, I know why. I know why it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because IKEA can't last more than 5 years as is.
Yeah, no. Well,
that'd definitely be an antique, wouldn't it?
You show me something at IKEA to last.
That's one of the tragedies of modern life. All the stuff that we buy now is engineered to explode after 5 years.
Yeah, planned obsolescence.
Like for instance, good quality oak furniture. Lasts for hundreds and hundreds of years. Do you think there's the real reason they've gone to like melamine and cheap ass veneers is not because it's just cheaper to make, but because
it'll eventually wear out.
Guaranteed, it'll absorb moisture. The top will lift off, and you have to buy new ones. It's the way the world works nowadays. They don't sell new oak stuff anymore. Find new oak stuff.
Personally, no. Actually, I was down at Red Barn, and they had some really nice ass oak shit. I'm thinking now. Antiques are in finite supply, okay? There's only so many.
Right.
And they're not being made anymore, the good quality shit. So I'm thinking, what were to happen if all the Rant Radio listeners were to go and say, you know what, you got to think about this. Instead of buying, like, comic books and shit like that, what if people went out and bought, like, a fucking decent, cool oak desk? You know, like an antique one. You know what I mean? Because they got their computers now. They're going to have it. They're like, you know, maybe they got a few $100. They can go get that new video card. Or maybe they got that wardrobe. Because wardrobes are fucking cool. Antiques are cool. Okay. Anybody doesn't think antiques are cool fucking is full of shit. Antiques rock, man. Anybody want proof that the geek culture thinks antiques are cool? Take a look at Morpheus's chair in The Matrix. That particular wingback chair was made custom for the guy who played Morpheus, whose name escapes me.
Jackson. Mm. No, not Jackson. No.
Whatever.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah. Had that chair custom made for him, okay, and he actually took it home after the set. Yeah, who wants to break into Lawrence Fishburne's house? Yeah. That's why they used the chair twice in the film. They used it once that he sat in inside of the, inside when he was doing the Red Bill Blue Pill speech.
Oh, okay.
And when he used
when
it a
it
second
all turned
time,
white?
And then when it all turned white, he was sitting in one chair looking at a TV. Same chair. Okay, so it was custom-built fucking chair. He took it home afterwards because Lawrence Fishburne is like 9 feet fucking wide. The guy's huge, okay? Anyway, so they had to have this big-ass wingback chair. Regardless, so if you were to, let's say you were to go get some of this fucking desk. Now, let's say we fast forward at 50 years. What do you think the odds are going to be that you're going to find some sweet-ass oak furniture? Not very frequent. You could sell that desk for like $20,000, $30,000, and that's no shit. Because right now... Now, I'm going to get back to why I think this is a good idea. I was walking through Red Barn, I hear this dude playing a piano, right? He's playing away, he's doing great. I look down, he's got 9 fingers, and he's playing like fucking Merlin.
Hello, dude. Frodo.
So I'm like, okay. So I walk over, and he stops playing, he gets up, and I'm like, hey, do you know Lance Harrison? Lance Harrison is a musician that my mother used to work with. Years and years and years and years. This guy's old school. I figured he'd know the name. He goes, oh, yeah, I know Lance, blah, blah, blah. We start talking. Turns out he's the owner of the whole fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, his name's Bill Carnegie. He owns Red Barn Antiques, right? So I'm like, oh, cool. So I start talking. Where do you go to get good antiques and shit like that? Because I'm into that stuff, right? And he starts telling me about how right now in Europe, okay, you can't really make a go of an antique business. Like, trying to start an antique business now, you're fucked. Okay, because the Japanese are buying everything.
Yep.
They'll go to these estate sales, and they will pay out the ass. It's like, fuck you, you know? Oh, well, I want $10,000. Here, money. Just throwing money at people, man. They're buying all the mahogany, all this shit, right? So, eventually...
It's going to last forever.
It's all going to be in Japan. It's not going to be anywhere else. So you get a chance, fuck, man, buy some antique shit.
So what we need to do is raid Japan, was what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying here is that you should fucking get your hands on some decent antique stuff, man. Because you sit there, I mean, you're going to need some shelving to put your hardware in, right? Your software and shit like that. Eventually you're going to move out of your parents' fucking basement. It'd be nice to have some decent shit so you're not sitting on milk crates and sleeping on the goddamn mattress and the futon in the middle of the fucking floor, all right? It's nice to, and plus chicks dig antiques. okay? They dig antiques. Mm-hmm. You want to get laid, get yourself a nice fluffy-ass towel, have a clean bathroom, and a couple antiques and a plant. You're set. Anyway, so that's true. That shows you have commitment. They like fluffy towels.
That's what they look for, right?
Oh, chicks are a sucker.
Check, check, check.
Chicks are a sucker for a fluffy towel. Yeah, I'm a person. Oh, these towels are soft. they're suckers for fluffy towels. Tell me I'm wrong. You love a fluffy towel, don't you? Don't you?
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah. I'm not guilty. Everyone does. So anyway.
Just a ripped up green one will do.
Oh, I see.
You have no. If you think a ripped up green towel will do, you have no sense of the finer things in life.
It's like or blue, actually,
have me
right?
Dry my ripped up blue towel form with this.
But it's a dish towel. It works.
So
four or five will get everything.
I just clean my fine china. I use it to wipe my monitor down. You can use it. Yeah. So. My monitor cost me $2,000. This is 21 inches. True. Flat panel. You're not appreciating this, are you? So,
where are you going?
We've already got slam ice. Shit. Okay, so, in any case, so I'm talking to him. He's like, blah, 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 blah. Now, this guy knows his antiques. He goes, hey, you know what? There's going to be a stock showing up in the market you want to check out, too. I'm like, really? What's that? He goes, it's called Monty. Monty America. It's going to be showing up. I said, really? He goes, yeah. This guy I'm working with, he's an alchemist.
What?
And I said, excuse me, did you just say an alchemist? He said, yeah, you know the guys they used to burn because they said they were witches?
They're back!
And I'm like, really?
More accepting political climates nowadays.
And I'm like, well,
not if the Republicans win the presidential race.
Shit, we got NAMBLA. They used to hang those fuckers from trees. But anyway, so I'm like, okay then. And he starts going off about how this alchemist he knows has developed cold fusion, but it only works during the dry cycle, which is when the moon shows two hooks. You know, it's a planetary alignment. He's fucking away. And I'm like, wow!
Whoa!
This is the guy who owns Red Barn is telling you this?
Yeah, he's crazier than a shithouse rat.
Okay.
Yeah, muy loco cabeza. Okay? Yeah. Like, way gone. And I'm like,
the only thing left of this loaf of bread are the two crusts at the end.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm like, wow, bagel. Lots of outside, nothing in the middle. Yeah.
Give your head a shake. I want to hear the bean bounce around.
You've seen that happen too, haven't you?
I'm like, you have been buying way too many antiques. And he's like, you know, as I look at this oak cabinet, I think that cold fusion's possible if I can just deal with some alchemists. And then all the lights go out. So, moving right along, what do we got in news tonight?
We have got a song. It's great.
A song?
Yes. And I'm going to put the...
MC Hawking's crib?
MC Hawking's.
MC Hawking.
Oh, yeah, baby. We're playing this and we're turning it up. Get down with the syndrome.
So I'm just going to start.
That's obviously superimposed. It's got to be. Yes, okay.
Yeah, everyone go there, take a look at the pictures. Let's take a look at the pictures. And there's the Hawkman showing with Eminem and Fred Durst at the MTV 2000 Awards.
God damn, I love you. Oh, that's fucking, that's the screensaver.
And there's, let's see, MC Hawking fucking shit up with Old School with Real Slim Shady. There he is. And there he is with Chuck D.
All right.
The with a publicity thing. Shoot while on tour in support of A Brief History of Rhyme.
Oh, God.
And Stephen Hawking's with Run DMC and the Beastie Boys there.
What's this? Why there he is punching some guy out at the MTV Music Awards. That's so deadly.
That's awesome.
So I've picked the best song, and it's called The Mighty Stephen Hawking.
What?
And
there's more than one song?
Oh, it's albums.
of MC Hawking's rapping.
It's really funny, too. Funny stuff. So
he wasn't Run DMC much.
Here is MC Hawking, The Mighty Stephen Hawking on Rant Radio.
Yo, DJ Doomsday, give me one of them funky-ass beats. Oh, yes, that's some funky shit. I'm about ready to kick this motherfucker in. You all ready for me to drop some science on your ass? Check it. I am the mighty Steve Hawking. I am dope like LSD. I am fly, I kick it old school. I'll tell you that for free. On the stage I rock the mic. My science is the type other rappers best step off. I'm bad like Bill Nye. I'm from the streets, you know it's true. My buddies are all dead. Fuck with me to join them too. I'll pack you in the head. Don't make me get up of this chair. I'll pop you like a bit. You step to me as if you're a bad bitch. Please, you ain't got shit. I'm the mighty Steve Hawking. The mighty Steve Hawking. I'm the mighty Steve Hawking. Mighty Steve Hawking. I'm the mighty Steve Hawking. Hawking. The mighty Stephen Hawking. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking. Mighty Stephen Hawking. Yeah. Stephen Hawking is in full effect. Check this shit out. Bitch, you think I'm bad? I ain't even started yet. I'll whack your whole damn crew and not even break a sweat. My rep is fucking huge. I did start in concrete, getting paid and laid. Gangster player elite. Dr. Dre can suck my dick. That bitch got no PhD. I lost count of mine. I got stupid whack degrees. Complex man that ain't no thing. I had no crazy fly. Like quantum formula. I'll leave you asking why. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking. Mighty Stephen Hawking. 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 Yeah, that's some serious badass Wu-Tang Scooby Gang funky ass shit I'd be laying down on your ass. Stephen Hawking is in the house and he'd be taking care of business. Peace. I'm out of here.
Okay, right. That was fucking amazing.
Okay, that is like so being played at Shovel One. It's not even funny how being played at Shovel One that
wow.
is. That's like we have to have like an MP3 list of all the funky shit, like the Bygone 20 remix of Like a Prayer, Rammstein's version of Script, MC Hawking's. Okay.
Go on, need your mic on again.
Oh, yeah. In a giant fucking...
Mic on.
In a giant Hoongen optic
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, we got to go down Robson Street with that. The
I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking.
We're out.
Oh, no.
All right. So anyway, now you said there is a...
There's an article here.
He actually went to the site.
World-renowned Professor Stephen Hawking said he is flattered by a spoof internet website which portrays him as a gangster rapper. Hundreds of thousands of people have flocked to mchawking.com, which reveals the 58-year-old boffin's secret life. It claims Hawking, Lucian Professor of Mathematics at the Department of Applied Mathematics and Theoretical Physics at Cambridge University, is a hardcore hip-hop rap artist called MC Hawking in his spare time. There's a picture down at the bottom of Stephen Hawking going, "I'm flattered."
Wow. That's awesome.
So he totally loves it.
You know, you got to wonder what society would do if, like, Albert Einstein was around and alive now.
Yeah.
Well, he did some funky shit.
He was crazy.
He was treated as a fucking celebrity outside of like, you know, science and his thing. But I'm just trying to imagine the way media is now with Einstein.
Didn't he just have the exact same suit? And
like, no, he had seven.
Seven of the exact same clothing,
so he didn't have to worry about what he was going to wear that day, which is the most brilliant fucking thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah. That's Monday.
He knew he had trouble with that stuff. He knew he would, you know, wear his clothes and set out and stuff. So he was like, "I'm keeping it simple." Although, like, I think the answer is like, the stuff today. Like, the truth is, like, he couldn't stay with one. Like, I remember seeing an autobiography a couple of years ago, and they're saying, you know, ultimately, this is something people didn't talk about much, but he just couldn't stay with one person. Like, he just didn't have the patience for like a partner.
Yeah.
Like, there was this one case where he's been sort of lionized because back in the '60s he had a black female student, You know, the rest of the university, in a lot of cases, they had real problems back then. They didn't want to have some, you know, having a black woman as like a brilliant mathematician was, you know, blew up some people's heads at that point.
That explosions, you could hear them, yeah.
Yeah, and he had this woman as a student. Of course, now he sort of gets lionized for it. The truth is, he probably just had the hots for her.
Yeah. So was Einstein like a little slut?
Marilyn Monroe had the serious fucking hots for him. In an interview, she said she thought he was the sexiest man in America.
With math hair.
We've got a stylist.
There's guys going right now to buy Ginkgo and Vasopressin on Max. It's like,
I love your brain.
Look at my equation.
It's like the guy further down the beach with the bigger equation. laughed, but my new Albert Einstein Joe Wieder course?
I'm that far away from the unified theory.
Hey, baby, why don't you come over to my sandcast? I'll build you some cold fusion out of this fucking seawater.
It should probably be observed that Marilyn did have some emotional problems.
Thank you, Projectile Vomit Man, for pissing once again from the diving board.
Time for Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
All aboard!
Can you hear me now? See you next week.
I love that origin.
That's just great.
And people in the IRC, what movie was that from? All those hits.
Yeah. No shit.
And they hit. Just keep on coming.
Put it on.
This week, I actually had, now as I told you last Sunday, or Saturday night, Sunday morning, I had like the lowest level I could have of humankind. Like just my opinion of mankind reached probably as low as level. This week, however, a dear, sweet, little old lady by the name of Elizabeth Markle turned me around and gave me a wonderful impression that there are some people out there who still fucking care. I'm coming home. I'm on the SkyTrain. I'm done with my week. I've just worked more hours than I want to talk about. This drunk staggers in, looks up and down the carriage, sees the group of like four or five young girls who are way too much makeup, way too little clothes, and are out way too fucking late. Because it's like around after 12. He staggers over, plops down, starts talking to them in his drunk, moronic level. I immediately reach for my bag to pull out my Walkman to put it on because I figure the longer I listen to him, the greater the chances I'll have to kill him. So when all of a sudden this old lady gets up, walks across the aisle, looks down at him, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck's going on here? You, sir, should be ashamed of yourselves. Forget about your public drunkenness. What do you do talking to these young girls this way? I see you're wearing a wedding ring. What would your wife think of you right now? And I'm thinking, fuck, now I got to rescue an old lady. So he opens his mouth and starts beaking off at her. And I'm like, sir, why don't we all just sit seated and stay calm? Because think about it.
You don't. I'm going to throw your fucking ass out the back of the truck.
You had a little too much to drink. I'm completely sober. I'm holding a very large umbrella. I will use it.
You got to give Dak this. He lets out a warning first. Right?
So the old guy just
warning,
like...
explicit lyrics.
The guy just kind of like looks at me for a second and kind of goes, gets off, staggers off the next thing. Oh, fuck, here, take this. Staggers off the bus.
How long is it going to be before he goes, I heard you.
The old woman goes, thank you, young man.
Thank you, young man. Oh, she must be really old.
She then lights into the kids.
What?
Yes. And you, young lady.
You.
Oh, my God.
What are you, the galactic mom?
What are you doing out at this hour of the night? I can see, obviously, your parents don't care about what you're doing considering the way you're dressed. And one of them starts to basically, he's about to beak off, and I'm like, hey, I had no problem giving him a smack. I was about to say giving you one, when all of a sudden, the old lady goes, young man, there'll be nobody smacking anyone here. Which point I look down at her and go, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Look out, the intergalactic grandma is cruising the loser cruiser.
So the kids get off at the next station, and the old lady starts talking to me. And I'm like, finally, I have to say, ma'am, she introduces herself at this point. Her name is Elizabeth Markle. She apparently
Miss Marple?
Markle.
Okay.
She apparently was out visiting her aunt, who's 81. Just turned 81 today. Or on Sunday night. Or Saturday night. So she's like, I'm like, ma'am, you know, nothing personal, but you're taking a little bit of a risk with, like, you know, kind of mouthing off to drunken idiots and a bunch of kids. And she says, young man, the day I can't handle a bunch of teenagers or a drunken man is the day they can start shoveling dirt in on my grave.
That's sweet. You got to love these feisty old women. The feistiest old woman I ever saw was down in Florida. There was these fucking... Oh, God, I saw this 60 Minutes. I just about went insane. There was this... What happens is you have these hospital-owned ambulances kicking these old people doors, drag the old people away to hospital-owned psychiatrists who declare them unfit and take them to hospital-owned old folks' homes, and they garnish their checks. And by law, they can do this.
Yes.
And they keep these old people as fucking captives and prisoners. Okay, and this shit happens. Yeah, and, like, they're sexually abused, they're abandoned, they're neglected, they're malnourished. It's fucking brutal. And, of course, I'm sitting there in all my, you know, because in case you haven't noticed, you know, there's a reoccurring trend here where I'm really sick of victimization. And the thought of, like, old people being victimized makes my head hurt. Like, I kind of joined the DAX school of thought with that.
But, Sean, up until this point, you seem like such a status quo guy.
No, but at that stage, I'm like, well, you know, Dak, we shouldn't actually bomb the entire planet, but let's put all the bad people in this building. Okay?
Okay.
And I got me this machete here, and we're going to kill the power. Okay? Oh. And I'll race you.
First one to the top.
And the first one with style wins. Because I'd be playing kickball with some
last
fucking
last 10
heads.
Minutes of apocalypse now.
Oh, yeah.
This is the end.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Beef.
So, regardless of this, like, okay, so, but this, of course, being exposed, and I imagine, you know, all of America just went fucking insane with this, right? So, but there was this one old woman, okay, who they got, and she escaped. She busted out. She's fucking, like, a billion years. No shit. She's, like, 94. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And she, like, escaped, and she's going down the steps, and she's got the lawyers happening, right? She's got, like, the five lawyers, and I guess she found the white hat lawyers. You know, the guys are like, I fight injustice.
For free.
For free. You got, like, the hardcore, from-the-ghetto, black, educated lawyer who's now out to stop repression everywhere and will die with blood streaming from his eyes before he would drop a cause like this.
This is the guy who could have been Johnny Cochran but didn't return OJ's phone calls.
That's right.
Bono.
So, yeah, she had, like, four of these fucking rabid psycho foaming fuckers with her, right? And she's walking down the steps, and the press put the cameras in her face, and she sits there, and she goes, they ask, and she's like this old, I don't know, she's like Slavic or Ukrainian or some old bloc country, and she goes,
they're all crazy like that.
Oh, she goes, and
she's going to live to 112.
Oh, yeah, and like easily. Organs, she'll have like one lung left. And, like, a heart.
That'll take over
and
the
it'll
heart.
Be, like, it'll like feed her head, and she'll live, right? And she said, they said, well, so, ma'am, I mean, how are you feeling about this? She goes, I lived through my bombed out town in the trenches of World War I. I lived through the camps with Hitler in World War II, and I'm not about to roll over for some bastards in some hospital. And I'm like, damn, you know? This bitch was in Auschwitz and stuff, right? She's like, fuck you in these camps. You got no wire. You don't know a fucking thing about towers.
Whoa.
Like, this bitch is hard, right? Like, she's like all eating cockroaches. Coaches and shit to get protein to bust out, you know?
If I can bust
machine gun next.
And she's like, there's no guns here.
There are no dogs.
There's no fucking dogs here. I can walk out the fucking doors, right? She's like breaking off spokes in her wheels to jacks two nurses in the neck and fucks off out through the door. You know, she sharpened up the cane, got it all fucking one inch spike. Look! Goit, goit, goit. You know, and I'm like, damn, bitch, you okay? Let's feed some kangaroos some BZ and send them back in there. Ah, there we go. Then James playing Pitbull Kangaroo Cross. Pitbull head, kangaroo body.
Ah.
Give them opposable thumbs and a newsie. Off you go.
Hey, you played that in TMNT.
I did, though. Yes. One of my better characters.
I had this guy. He was like, when I was at the hospital, I'm training him. It's his first night there. And I'm just taking the guy through the entire hospital. And he looks over at our ECU. That stands for Extended Care Unit. That's where we hold, and I'm sorry to say, we do hold palliative care. These are old people or people that cannot take care of themselves on their own. So they are locked up in there. And we have to keep the doors closed because they will try to escape. So I'm taking this guy through the entire complex, and we're across the street. We're walking down the length of the building, and he's asking, what are these? And I'm saying, well, this is our extended care unit. You have to, like, keep an eye, make sure all the doors are closed, because if you don't, these people are sometimes dementia. They will try to wander off if you're not careful. And he goes, what do you mean? And we come around the corner, and there at one of the corner doors, and it's locked, and she can't get out, is this woman in a wheelchair, and she is, like, hammering away on the door. And I went, just like that. And I had to reach in, get the thing. You got one trying to get away down at corridor C. And you see a couple of nurses come up, and they take them away. And this guy thought to God I fucking had, like, set this up. He thought it was a joke. joke because he could not believe that we walked out. I'm talking about this, and it was that common, you know?
Oh. I'm sorry, but when you have the 95-year-old guy, if he can run like across the lawn, he's like, huh, huh, he's like up on the wire, clang, he's like going over time. I'm like, fuck it, let it go.
Exactly.
Hey, buddy, there's some money stashed over there. I'll give you a GPS. Here's Carl. There you go. Off you go. Go and peace my child. What's your problem? I'm an alien. Could be. Okay.
Actually, I had this one woman in
the spaceport on the next block.
Yeah.
I had this one woman who seemed like she was really worried. She was really nervous. She was brought in under a psych, and she was certain that her husband was trying to get her committed so that he would get the kids in the divorce.
Sounds feasible.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, right up to the point where she had like a breakdown and started screaming, "You're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me," just because we gave her a shot.
You were like,
I was kind of believing her. You know, I was like going, it's in the realms of possibility. So I was feeling really, really guilty until I saw her have a breakdown. And then I kind of went, okay, no, she's just a loony. Okay.
Feeling kind of hard with this, having a problem. Never mind.
Never mind. Nope. She's a nut.
She's a crazy bitch. I had an experience. I hate old folks' homes. I can't go there. They fucked me up.
Bad.
I walked into an old folks' home. It was a nice one. And this one's in Richmond.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the reason why I was there, but I walk in this old folks home, there's like this massive, first thing I open the door, there's this massive grandfather clock. I'm like, that's fucking cold. It's a bunch of old people in here, all trapped, and they got a giant grandfather clock measuring the last moments of their lives. You know? So anyway, to my immediate left, as I walk in the room, there's this large black square, which is a gateway to another room. But no lights are on in that room, but this room is huge. Okay, it's like fucking 40 feet by 40 feet. And it's dark and there's no lights on, except for there's this bright blue glow coming out of the room. And I look into the room and I see all these old people in the room staring towards origin of the blue light. And I'm like, okay.
Step into the light.
I don't know what's going on here. But I'm sure as shit going to find out, right? And it's like, you know,
excuse me.
That's when you kick in the door and you see the people cutting up the old people for assembly line parts. You're like, good morning. Hey, catch you motherfuckers at a bad time. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, hi there, my name's Sean. And this is my shovel. Bang! Found it outside with the gardener. Bang! I was really pissed off. Bang! Don't worry, I got cult members on the way. Bang!
I expect a phone call if this ever goes
down. My God. So anyway, I walk in there and there's this massive, like, 48 billion inch screen television. You know, this projection screen, all seeing eye teleprompter television.
Oh, yes.
Right? And it's bright, bright blue. And sitting, no shit, like, 3 feet in front of the thing is this little crumpled old woman in a wheelchair with this massive remote. Like one of those Confuso.
This is something like that Moby video.
Yeah. Like, wow. Oh, I swear to God. And it's like this massive, massive remote. And it's one of those Confuso remotes that are like, you know, you look at it and you're like, you know, I'm a sysadmin, been involved with computers for quite some time now. Derek. Or Enki here is a master of mathematics. We're both looking at this remote going, I think that's power. No, you're way off.
It's
that's
red.
Not power. That's not power.
This is or nothing.
Are you sure that's power?
No.
Way to go.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, you're like worried about, you know, you're shutting off.
The universe go?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Detonation in T-minus 17. Wrong button.
Wrong button. And you're like, oh, fuck, we're fast-forwarding time. Sun's going to burn out. So we're like, oh, shit. So it's one of these intergalactic remotes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, and she's staring at this thing, you know, not a fucking schmick. You know, not a clue. And I walk up, and they're all staring at this blue light. You know, and these are very patient people, because they're just sitting there staring. And I walk over to the lady, and I say, hi there. And she looks up at me with these large, sad eyes, and it just broke my heart. And she goes, are you my son? And I said, well, I'd be proud to say I was, but fortunately I'm not. And she goes, oh, I was trying to watch the marching band. And I'm like, excuse me, while tears stream from my eyes. And what seems to be the problem here? Well, I can't make the picture come in. And I'm like, well, why don't you give me that remote? Thank you very much. So I go, and it turns out the cable is not hooked up in the back of the fucking television.
Easy fix.
No, but the cable's not hooked up in the back.
Okay.
It's not like she fucked up the channels.
Yeah.
The cable's not hooked up.
Okay.
Now, I guarantee you had to climb behind some serious shit to get at this cable, okay? Uh-huh. No fucking old person anywhere in that building would have got at that fucking cable, okay? I had a hard time getting at that cable, all right? Uh-huh. But to make it out of the cable, I had to move this television. No, a table. It's a side table. I pick up the side table, move it to one side, and like 1,000 silverfish run out from underneath this fucking thing and go all towards the wall.
Nice.
This is icing on the cake now. I'm like, wow, I'm going to kill me a nurse. That's it. I'm going to kill my ass a nurse. I'm not leaving this building until I kill me one, count them one, nurse. Okay?
But she'll be back tomorrow.
But I'll be back tomorrow, and there better be...
No silverfish.
They better be getting fucking Space Channel on this motherfucker, okay, or I will kill another nurse. If they're watching Oprah, three nurses get a limp. Okay? So I'm like, okay. So anyway, I hook up the cable. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, it's all cool. They can't see it anyway. They're all fucking blind. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I hook it all up. Get the cable working. They had the channels all fucked up like February. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And then, wouldn't you know it, there's a marching band on, because they were watching a marching band. I guess somebody unhooked the cable or some shit. I don't know what's going on.
They were
a marching
band
or something, yeah. So the marching band comes on, and this really weak cheer went up through. Yay! And I turn around, they're all like, oh, what a nice man. And I'm the cable guy, right? And I'm like,
wow.
You know, at that point, you wish you had the large black cult wings, which you could, like, wrap around all these people and go, you're all my people now.
I'm taking you to a better place.
You know? And you
have, right there, 18 coronaries. Thanks very much.
You know, that's when you...
I knew it was my time.
That's when you go up to each one of them. You know, slit your wrist, take some, you conjure the techno demons, and you mark a different pentacle in each one of their foreheads, so they all have like a level 7, 27 hit dice demon, which does their bidding at all times and watches over them. Nurse comes in, Mrs. Brewster, how many times have we told you you're not allowed to look out the window this long? Oh, God! Ah! The bitch is like folding that, her ass is pulled up over her ears.
The door just kind of closes on by itself. Slam.
Slam. She's like, what are you doing, Mrs. Graham? I'm playing chess with Mr. Beasley. Well, that's good then.
Well, she's not playing chess with him. Don't worry about it. Don't fuck with Mr. Beasley.
Okay.
You know
the patient, 245, the old one there? Yeah, she's 22. She fucked with Mr. Beasley. Okay?
Right on. Okay? You can lose car keys in that bitch's face. Let's just leave it alone.
So, yeah, and that's the story. But anyway, the reason why I was in there is because we were going to go see Aunt Sadie.
Oh, Aunt Sadie.
Aunt Sadie rocks hard and is nonstop. Now, when I met Dark One, okay, her family was not into me at all. Okay,
Oh, no. So
they're good people. They're very good people, but they're raised fairly religiously. They got a religious thing going on.
And you're the Antichrist.
And I am, you know, I have papers and documentation that support the theory that I am, in fact, Satan. So, you know, it did not go over well when I met the fucking parents. They're like, the mother told me I should see counseling and all sorts of shit. It was really bad. Asked Dad for the hand. He said no. I told him to go fuck a wall.
That went over well.
It was bad.
And then things got bad.
And then
there.
Things got bad. Like, quite literally, during the wedding, they said I'd overstepped my boundaries planning my own wedding, and I wound up getting, like, in their face about it, and, like, fucking, yeah, like, unleashing a rant, which was far more intense than any rant I've ever recorded. Like, oh, my God.
Part of the reason I was in Sean's, I was one of his groomsmen, so they'd have somebody big to help pull him off.
Yeah, you should have seen the wedding photo. I was going to have 12 groomsmen at my wedding. It was, like, a wall of black along one side of the wall, and they're like, yeah, motherfucker, somebody
He's
step up.
He's getting married.
Has anybody got something to say? Bro? You know, none of you motherfuckers are going to even get off your fucking knees.
Well, there was a real
I felt
mistake.
Bad for that woman and her child.
No, this guy, he's got his kid on his lap, and right as the reverend says, does anyone have due cause why these two should not be wed, the kid slipped off the guy's lap. So he stands up to pick the kid up,
which is unfortunate, because I've got guys all over the wedding ceremony that are like, motherfucker, we'll cut your head off, you know. And
he has no idea how close he came to dying.
Oh, yeah, and there's guys, like, moving on this guy. And, like,
and then he sits back down and picks up the kid, and we're like,
oh,
that's... 5 mile radius, birds stop chirping, dogs stop barking, just after the moment where the priest says, does anyone in this room have due cause?
Chirp, chirp, chirp. So anyway,
fortunately, the sniper teams don't act unless they get the proper coded authorization.
Yeah, which is very good. So in any case, the family, where was I going with this? I was going with
Aunt Sadie.
Aunt Sadie. So the family's, like, totally not into me. okay? And early on, they're like, well, we should take you to go meet Aunt Sadie. So up I go, and this is when I go to the old folks home, and I see all this shit. And I'm not taking a whole lot of shit. I'm not really into tradition. I'm like, old people, I give respect because they're fucking old, okay? And this bitch could have been, like, spitting in my face and tell me I'm, like, the Antichrist. And I'd be like, ah, it's cool. She's old, whatever. You know, she's lived her life. That's cool, right? She gets me upstairs. Now, old people are trick because they know they got this shit sorted out, okay? They know exactly what is important and what is not important. After age 65, they got that shit going on, okay? Like, they'll talk to people with green mohawks, no trouble, because they know they got it going on upstairs, right? So I go up there, and she's like, oh, hello, everyone. And she's like, now, she was entertaining, like, people. She was on the muckety-mucks. Like, this lady had cash back in the 20s in the day, right? So she was, like, totally entertaining, used to hang with all these people, knew the history of Vancouver, amazing woman, right? She's, like, 93. And damn near blind, damn near deaf. So when they finally get it across to her that, you know, I'm going to marry Adrian, she looks at me, and Adrian, of course, being my wife, the dark one, right? They're all, like, really intense. Like, she's the loved one. She's the dark one child, right? She's the chosen one, right? And she beckons to me, and I come over, and she grabs a hold of my fucking shirt, and she cranks me down to her level, face to face, nose to nose, no shit. I got about 2 inches from her face. And she is checking out my face hard. Okay.
She's doing an aura reading.
She's doing the full fucking vibe laser scan right through CAT scan, eye vibe, old lady, I'm reading your soul shit. Okay, and I'm like looking at her, I got a
she's
big...
She's checking out your mojo.
Oh, she's reaching through my pores into my brain, okay? And she's looking at me and she goes, you've got a good face and kind eyes, you'll do. And she looks at the parents and says, now, if they give you any trouble, you come straight to me. And I'm like, bitch, you rock. I'm like, damn, I'm getting this bitch some sherry. You don't have any sherry? I'll be sending a case of sherry over here.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see the fucking nurse that says, yo, bitch, go clean up some silverfish. I'm just bitch and I drinking sherry. That's how that works. Yeah, she was the goods. She was the fucking bomb.
Is she still here? Did she pass
away? Oh, yeah, no, she's going strong.
Really?
Oh, yeah, bomb proof. Everyone saw her at my wedding, right? She was all like, you know.
Oh, I remember her, yeah.
She's
yeah.
tiny. She's in this wheelchair. She's a billion years old. She just will yeah. not die. She's hard. And the really cool thing was that she's in a wheelchair. She busted her hip, right? She found out Adrian's getting married. She's like, I'm walking down the aisle. And she would, like, get up before the nurses would let her up, and she would, like, walk up and down the hallway
to get herself
into shape to walk down the aisle. And she did walk down the aisle with assistance, but she walked down the aisle at my wedding.
Yep.
And that's what she was all for. I'm like, damn, that's when you're 92... with a damaged body, and you are, like, soldier hard to walk down as a... like you know, that'd be the equivalent of, like, us being on fire with, you know, Klingon paint sticks, you know, jacking us from every pew. Ah! Ah! This bitch is, like, 40 times as hard as I could ever hope to be. You know, Sergeant Todd's like, damn, bitch, you hard, right? Oh, it's bad. I'm like, wow, she's crazy, crazy, crazy old lady, but awesome, awesome chick. Anyway, so, what are we doing here?
I think it's time for Tales
from the Street. No.
Not quite. We got
tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks, webpage design. Are you a webmaster? Here are some helpful hints to attract users to your site and keep them coming back. A catchy domain name is what you'll need. Try and make it sound as much like a popular site as you can. Maybe try something like www.yahooters.com.
Yeah.
If you have enough monkeys and enough typewriters, eventually they'll type out a Shakespearean play. Just think of one monkey and a 750 megahertz Pentium 3 computer can do for your web page.
Wow.
Advanced internet users like a challenge. Try using bright yellow background and a light yellow font color.
Yeah, they like that shit.
Everybody loves music and nobody doesn't like Lou Bega. Try Mambo Number 5 as your background music.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing some MIDI in there.
Yeah, baby, I love MIDI music on my web pages.
A picture can tell 1,000 words.
Ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I hate those. Yeah. MIDI 2.0. Picture tells 1,000 words. Try using graphics instead of text wherever you can.
Oh, there you go.
Takes forever. Your site needs to be unique or users won't visit. Try and set the world record for most pop-up porn windows. That will really attract attention.
Oh, yeah. What about those porn fucking sites you visit and, like, your computer crashes?
I wouldn't know about those, John.
I was just testing.
Run into
me. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Here's what I really love. My boss comes up. I need a crack for video. Great. Give me a sec. I'll get that for you in a second. Punch in ass lavisa.box.sk. Everybody knows that one. Search for video. Okay, here's a list of serial numbers. Go to this one. Bang, 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 bang. Wow, 18 porn windows just popped up. The boss is like, those were there before, weren't they? No, no, they weren't.
Nope.
I'm not fired, am I?
They couldn't fire you if they really, really, really wanted to.
Vizio,
besides,
huh?
My boss comes to me and asks for where the good porn sites are. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
Vizio, that's that flowchart software,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They want me to learn that on the job.
It's a very good
anyway,
software.
Anyway, anyway. You're a working girl on the left?
Yeah, I'm still working that co-op job.
Oh, okay.
Using underlined blue text that isn't linked randomly throughout your page keeps your visitors guessing and adds an element of excitement.
Frames within frames.
Within frames. Not enough sites take advantage of broadband technology. Try to make your pages as large as possible. Oh, I thought that was pretty funny. So we're going to do Tales from the Street.
Sure.
Have you got one? Okay. And in the meantime, here's something that I love that Nixter made for Sean K. It's Sean K. wallpaper.
Oh, my God.
You can use that as your background. I'm sure it'll be up on...
Nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Mr. Bond.
Yep.
He lives the life that...
Nixter made that?
Yeah, Nixter made that.
You're fucking mad, Nixter.
Nixter's the one who made all those backgrounds, right?
You know, I got to tell you, just before we go on any further, I got to say... You know, when I came here tonight, I was, once again, in, like, total net burnout mode. If it wasn't for all these people and calls, you, like, just, for some fucked up reason, think I'm cool. You know, I'd fucking pack it in, man. I'd be just like, wow, this
no,
is...
No, you wouldn't, because, no, you wouldn't. You know why?
Why?
Because you have Adrian.
And... No, I don't mean I'd die. I just mean I'd pack it in. I wouldn't be so keen on doing the computer thing.
Oh, okay, that I agree
I'm not,
with
like,
you.
Pack it... Definitively in.
Packing it.
I'm not like,
oh my God, the world power's out. Someone kill Sean. It's a kindness.
No. Kill Livingston. Yeah, the pulse. Womp.
In space.
How long have we been doing that gag?
Yeah. 15 years.
15 years we've been doing that gag, haven't we?
There's Tales from the Street.
Picking up with a squeegee, it's Ronan Minnick's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic's time once more for Tales from the Street.
Count the effectively's.
Count the effectively's.
What? That's the new drinking sport they do. Every time you say effectively, they take a
they
drink.
They take a drink.
Somebody said that in the IRC. They're like, effectively. Effectively.
Now,
apparently,
you
use it a lot.
Says,
it's your basically.
When Sean when Sean K says take a drink, make sure it's Dr. Pepper, because we don't want you to die of alcohol poisoning.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, if you look at the webcam right now, you can see girl on the left hip.
Ooh.
Oh, check out the ankle.
don't touch
Keep
girl.
Keep your hands off the ankle. Do not touch the ankle.
For the effort. He did not actually touch the ankle. He touched your pant leg.
Wow, that's like the most indignant look.
You're the one. You're the one gratuitously exposing your hip to the webcam.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
You can see it through the chair.
Yeah. And peer-to-peer girlfriends, what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, carry on.
That's all right. Tonight's episode, some calls are not as they seem. Nope, as it turns out, I was at the fire hall with the three other guys on our punk crew, and lo and behold, we're sitting back yakking about what's going on a typical Friday afternoon. We get a call out to a construction site. Apparently a guy took a 30-foot noser off with some scaffolding. So down the hall we go, grab our stuff, and... into the truck we go, rolling code 3 off to Helms Half Acre once again. We arrive on scene, and lo and behold, now we get the more clearer picture. Picture, if you will, a father and son team. What they do is they seal large buildings, like, you know, construction buildings, buildings under construction, large concrete walls. Well, there's spaces between those walls, and they're sealing it. Now, that's a pretty toxic substance as is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Friday afternoon. They're 30 feet up, and, well, since about noon, this father and son team were... deciding to dip into the beers a bit. So between the lovely...
Drunk.
So drinking on said job, yeah, to boot.
Sucking back the fumes, which are getting them intoxicated anyway.
Absolutely. So you start with this. Now, said sound about 3:30 in the afternoon, loses a little bit of footing on said scaffolding, and goes ass over tea kettle over the edge. Down he goes.
Wow.
Well, now it's not enough that he actually impacts partially on the cement. I say partially on the cement. Because on top of that, there's also this spike, about four inch piece of rebar, about as wide as a nickel, sticking out of the ground. So, of course, who goes, nose first, straight into this at high velocity? Smack! Down he goes.
Uh-oh.
So you have this 4-inch piece of rebar going through your nose, about as wide as a quarter.
Went into his face
and straight into said brain.
Holy
so
crap.
He dies instantly.
No, he doesn't.
He did die instantly.
This I will give
the credit.
Right through your medulla oblongata, yeah, that will kill you.
No. It didn't go. It just went through here and into the brain, and of course, with the body still impacting and then twisting around and bouncing, the thing was acting like a giant swizzle stir stick into his brain.
Oh my god.
Wow, you're a ragdoll!
It's that thing that Ron Propel basically made that you could, like, scramble an egg in the eggshell.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
Pretty much. So we arrived.
Spuck whiz! Bleed!
Okay, odds are that the coroner didn't decide to actually pull the top of his head off for the autopsy.
Way too messy.
Yeah,
was this
the father or the son?
This was the son. This is the son who did the noser.
Wow, that's... How old's son?
How old's son? About early 30s. So not too bad.
He'd like a
good run.
He had not a bad run. Hey, that's pretty lengthy for, like, contractors nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
So we already arrive on scene.
The worst he could
have
been in the logging industry.
There's a large pool of blood.
Yep.
Imagine that, draining from the nose and head. Big pool of blood seeped into the sand. Not exactly the prettiest of sights. So you go, that's pretty messy. Now, of course, there's a death on scene, so, of course, the raw carrots, mashed potato kind of people have to show up, also known as the RCMP, or the police.
They show up,
carrots, mashed potato kind of people.
Kind of people. That's awesome.
We have to adopt that into cult lexicon as of now. Police will be called raw carrots, mashed potatoes.
Kind of people.
Beware of the
raw carrots, mashed potatoes.
Because cult is not vegan. Anyway.
Yes. So we're just kind of going, wow, that's pretty ucky. And, of course, there's the father just kind of looking not the greatest. Just saw his son fall to his death. The police sergeant walks up over to the cabin and says, so what happened? Oh, this guy fell down. He actually rolled off the sudden piece of rebar there after it stuck in his brain and stirred like a swivel stick. Right in front of the father.
So, my God, it's early.
Who says this?
My captain.
Your captain.
Fucking soul of tact.
The very soul of tact.
So, of course, the dad laces him.
No, of course the dad kind of, like, I'm looking at him, talking to him casually, kind of like, trying to do the console thing. And, he kind of looks up at me and he just hit, that life drain out of your eyes, kind of like absolute pale skin kind of look.
Yeah.
That people just kind of
induced by psychological shock.
Yes. Yeah. And all of a sudden, fa-boom, down he goes.
He faints.
Oh. He faints. He goes down. Well, it's not just a faint. He's having a full-blown coronary.
Oh.
So, as opposed to going and expecting a trauma, lo and behold, we have a full-blown medical. Now we're having to defib and all the rest of that. Load him into the ambulance, and off he goes. Needless to say, this is a bit of a rough afternoon.
Yeah. Not only that, the paperwork is going to take you a week.
The paperwork was a fair amount. But, ergo the title, things are not exactly what they seem.
Yep.
You think you got it bad. Imagine trying to tell the family.
My understanding, the son was his family.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I've been there for when they have to tell the family, and I tell you, that is never. At the best, it's an ugly scene.
Yeah.
From worse, if you want to get it bad, it goes from like bad to like
it's never
beyond.
Good.
It's never good, and it always can always get worse. I have seen some really ugly scenes.
Who has to tell them that?
The doctor.
The doctor that actually operated.
The doctor has to,
sometimes the police.
Sometimes the nurse.
Yeah.
Sometimes the nurse.
Wow,
sometimes.
I wouldn't want. I don't think nurses should
and
have to do that.
I have had to be there when they had this guy who had like verbally assaulted the doctor. He had like screamed at the doctor. He'd better save my fucking friend, or I'm going to, like, kill you.
Yeah.
So the doctor didn't tell him. So the nurse comes out to tell him, I have to stand beside there.
Oh, you fucking pussy. You fucking pussy.
Oh, no, there were some doctors there that were, like, beyond. And then we had a couple of doctors who didn't give a shit. There was one time where we had to pull a doctor off a guy.
Fair ball.
I mean, it all depends.
Fuck that. You touch my nurse, I'll cut your whole fucking head off.
So the guy basically, the nurse tells him, he makes a move. I just have to throw myself into the guy's face.
Yeah.
I do an octopus on the guy. 2 minutes later, basically, the rest of the security and also the engineering department get there. We used to have a guy whose name is Mark. Mark used to hang out with the Angels.
You told that.
Yeah.
Knows
about that. Mark is, like, big. Mark is uber big. Mark is my height. Actually, he's about an inch taller than me. My weight class, only it's basically mostly muscle.
Sorry, Mark shows up.
Mark shows up. I'm still clamped onto this guy. Mark places a hand on the back of the guy's head. The guy basically squirms for a bit, and that's the end of the whole incident.
You would stop now. Okay, stopping. Then it's all good. It's all good.
Please give me back my skull.
Please release my neural control.
So let the...
You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Stop filling with your noise. It's noisy. Girl in the lap. Yes.
Hi, boys and girls. Coming up here on old Uncle Dak's lap.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Bad touch. Bad touch.
You guys can talk about the first thing that pops up.
I know what it won't be.
So anyhow, your old Uncle Dak has popped open a bottle and he's ready to tell you another delightful story. In case I hadn't mentioned it, had I gotten around to mention I spent 5 years?
How long?
5 years working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. This week, I'm going to retell you a story that I haven't told you for a long time.
Cool. So, I mean, this is a rerun?
It's a rerun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Some of them aren't taped.
So my brain is not, like, you know, computerized, okay? We know I'm a Luddite. The monkeys are doing the filing, and they haven't got everything loaded down. Exactly. Whatever hits the wall and slides down, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The same evil monkeys are being posted in the forum as we speak.
In case let's see. Now, this week...
Are they bucket monkeys?
This woman comes in. She's about 35, 36 years old. I'm not entirely certain on the age. It was the late 30s. And... she has a distended stomach and a distended bowel.
What?
Anything comes out through her stomach, I'm torturing.
Okay, I can understand the distended stomach, but please describe in detail the distended bowel.
Distended bowel means...
inflatable animal.
Yeah. Basically, her lower... like, okay, your stomach is...
in the
mic. Is bloated. Is bloated. But also, because of that, right below her belly button, right almost over one of her hips, because it's the intestine, is... puffed up.
Ah, okay. Above the belt, below the belt.
Yes. See, great. When the doctor taps the stomach, we get basically what's called a timbre. It basically sounds like you drop a coin on a drum. That's the best way to describe it. It's so tight.
It's not supposed to do that.
Yes.
Wow, I bet that hurt a lot.
She is in, like, so much pain.
I'd like morphine now.
Now?
So,
put me out now?
They look at her. They're pretty sure they know what's going on. She's got a blockage in her stomach. So they're just trying to decide whether to take her up into surgery here or to send her over to Royal Columbian or VGH where we can do a better type. This type of surgery can be handled better at that facility, or at least it used to be able to until, you know, our current provincial government just completely destroyed our medical system. She starts to vomit. She empties her stomach. She completely empties the contents of her stomach.
Uh-huh.
She goes beyond emptying the contents of her
dry
stomach. She goes into the dry heaves.
Uh-huh.
Then she starts to bring up fluid.
Okay.
Then she brings up something else.
Stool.
Bile.
She's puking shit.
She's bringing shit all the way up.
Bringing up shit.
Ah.
Wow. That's...
that's...
that's amazing.
That's tasty.
At that point, she goes into shock.
Uh-huh.
She crashes. as the term is used. She basically, really? She carts out. We basically, they try to resuscitate her. They try everything they can. When they opened her stomach, they found that the reason that her stomach was bloated was because it was actually just her bowels. Small section of her bowel had died. It become looped up, had been cut off so long that no blood had got to it, and that it area of the bowel had necrotized.
Ugh.
That means that inside her, something to rot.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that's what killed her, boys and girls. It was the septicemia.
So it was all tied up, and she couldn't go at all.
She couldn't go.
I am Jack's colon. If I don't take a shit, Jack dies.
Yeah.
That is so right. I had to deal with this like you have no idea. Now, I worked in a hospital for 5 years. That's not a call to repeat that number. This is to let you know that in that time, other than semen, I have had every single body fluid that the human being produces spilled on me at one time or another. I'm not making this up. I have had spinal fluid splashed on me.
That's a gooder.
Okay.
And that was
what
does
it smell like? That was
a meningitis, yeah.
What does that smell like?
Meningitis yet. Yeah, that was why they had to do
yeah,
it.
He told that one. Oh, God.
So anyhow, this I've had everything. I have never, including Irene Wallace's leg, which sat in the locker for 11 months. I have never smelled anything like this.
Really?
Yes. This was the winner.
This was a unique.
This was the winner.
This was the winner.
Her vomiting shit was the winner. Nothing
wow.
came close.
Because it was dead. Like, it was sitting in the dead part, right?
Yeah.
Near there.
So it's rotting dead shit from a woman's bowels.
From your own bowels. Yeah. She died.
Marinated
intestines.
Marinated with basically bile and...
you should have saved it and put it in a plastic bag.
This is the worst smelling thing.
Because then the spores can keep going. And then I put it in a Ziploc bag.
I put it in the fridge for yuck.
With my feet. And then I mailed the guy from Stinky Meat Project. We put the meat in there with that, and it mated. And it gave birth to this thing.
And I don't know what it was, but it got away because it ate through the bag.
And then I hooked an airplane engine to it.
We know it's evil because it started voting Republican.
Have you all seen? Now there's a commercial that kind of goes along with that.
There is?
No, nothing.
It's a commercial.
What he was talking about the meat in the mail. There's a commercial. The same guys, Federal Express, which did a commercial for with the crocodile hunter.
Yeah, snake bite thing.
Did another one in which there's this boardroom of Japanese businessmen. And they're all sitting there chewing on something, and they're going.
And they're on a conference call with their contact in the States.
It's a Texan.
And saying, "Oh, we'd like to thank you, Mr. Johnson, very much for the. What was it called?
Beef jerky.
Well, Mr. Takamoto, I never sent you any. I'd like to take credit for that, but I never sent you any beef jerky. Only package I sent you was about 2 months ago. I sent you that box of filet mignon.
you can return George Bush's favor now.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So let's talk about enhancing ourselves with drugs.
Nice segue.
Good segue. Okay, I'm thinking.
It's a Sunday, dude. Enhance yourself with drugs is Friday night.
I'm thinking about chopping myself up a little bit. And
yeah, you're the guy I want fucking wired in my apartment
with pets.
Yeah,
how many more pets?
But the, no, seriously. Drunken night ends in DCS tattoo jail. I'm thinking about, I was doing some stuff on smart drugs and nutrients.
You're doing smart drugs and nutrients.
Well, I was for a while there. I was doing a lot of Genko, right? I was doing like three...
Way too much Genko.
I was doing... No.
Is that what happened to your hair?
No, I was doing... What I did too much of was I did too much of this MMDA or some shit like that. It wasn't actually see. It was,
wasn't approved,
No, it was this shit. It was said, I read some stuff on the internet about it. It was called serotonin or some stuff. Anyway, it said maximum daily intake on the bottle was like 100 milligrams.
And, of course, the bottle doesn't know shit, right? So I'm doing, like, mega
doses. That would take me all month.
I'm doing mega doses of brain hormones extracted from cows.
Always good.
Yeah, so I'm doing 350 milligrams a day. 3 days into it, I start getting really depressed.
I'd like to point out now that Sean's known for his mental stability.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I started getting really depressed, you know? Really depressed.
This is from the internet. It must be good.
It's probably just leftovers from the cows. They knew it was coming.
But anyway, so I was doing all this stuff, and then I totally crashed. And stopped taking the ginkgo and stuff. And I've been thinking, you know. I mean, it'd be good to just kind of get away for a while. Just to get out.
Get away. Out of your mind or out of
the... Get all the way to the FBI. Right? I'm thinking, what can we do? You know, that would be... Now, I was looking around in some of the old archives. I found some shit on absinthe.
Wormwood.
Now,
no.
Somebody talked to me about absinthe. What is actually... Apparently, the effects of absinthe...
Bad.
Absinthe is very much like pot. It's like Oscar Wilde, all these guys. They used to,
well, there's absinthe and there's absinthe. There's the old absinthe and there's the new absinthe.
No, the old absinthe.
Old absinthe is the stuff that has the...
Wormwood.
No, all absinthe, in order to be absinthe, has to have wormwood in it. Mm. Now, you can still get absinthe.
It's illegal in the United States, though.
It's illegal in the United States. You can still get it in the United States, so I found some place you can buy it online.
You can get it in Canada. It's legal in Canada, unfortunately.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's legal in Canada.
No.
It's also a bad idea.
Yes, it is. It's still legal in fucking
Canada. Takes all the fun out of it.
It's legal. It's illegal in England, and it's legal.
Why
in
are you
Canada.
Telling them that?
How do you know this?
Why are you telling?
Because
them this?
I watched a special. They had a whole thing. It was like a half an hour long goth program about absinthe.
Can somebody confirm the legality of wormwood and
so what's the what's the deal with absinthe?
It's a hallucinogenic that builds up. Unfortunately, in your system, it actually does build up. Can drive you fucking insane. It has long term psychedelic
cool.
Long term psychedelic results. Am I not? Am I wrong in that?
I haven't done that much research on absinthe, but I do know that the compounds in there's compounds in pot. They take a very long time to metabolize.
Yeah.
So I can understand how a related compound like what's in absinthe could be even more difficult.
Wormwood in itself is fucking poisonous, and so what they do is with absinthe, it's simply a liquor that is brewed from small amounts of wormwood, the oil from it.
I don't know. I was just reading about it.
It sounded cute.
It was a very big drink in the...
And then it said,
Smokehouse says, Sean, no!
Hey, Sean, I got this big here rock. The one thing I heard is, like, the stuff that has the wormwood in it is, like, this green stuff.
Yes.
Now, there apparently is a kind...
You run it through sugar and it turns green.
Because it's super bitter,
there's a
right?
kind of absinthe which they sell in the States, which is legal, but it doesn't actually have any wormwood in it, and this is like this milky looking stuff.
Yes. No, you
it's
want
a different
this,
different
the reason it will look milky once you pour it through the sugar, which is the idea. It's supposed to dissolve the sugar to get rid of the bitter taste so you can actually drink it.
Yeah.
Would you like some cocaine and do it off my tits over here? Or what?
No. I think he's doing it on his new computer.
Not even a wafer thin mint.
I'm fat. It's okay, I'm fat. Okay, so what's this here?
Absinthe? Yeah. Wormwood. There's a picture of a bottle of it.
No, that's not it. This is like a liquor.
It's a liquor.
Like,
it says wormwood.
No, that is wormwood. That's probably a wormwood oil, but because it's, I mean, you can make a lot of things out of anything. But no, what we're talking about is a drink. It was very popular in like the
1600s or something.
So,
not 1600s. The 18, like, but this is a romantic period in the 1800s where, people first started getting the idea. It's natural, so it must be safe.
It sort of died out in the 20th century due to, like, health laws and things like that.
Pretty much.
This is at the same time where cocaine was considered a local pick-me-up that was a patent medicine.
Snuff.
That you could pick up in like fucking pharmacists.
This is the area where you could get like strychnine pills to cure your ailments.
Yes.
Strychnine. What would cure your ailments? Here, honey, take this. Hey,
do you know what they used to
my
use?
My headaches. Go over to Burnaby Village Museum. Go check out what's in the pharmacy. They have the display case. It's all like
Ronan Medic. Do you know what they used to use to cure syphilis? Mercury tablets.
Hey, those are good. And when your teeth fell out and you couldn't think anymore and your eyes kind of crossed.
Well, you don't spread the disease any further because nobody's going to fuck you then.
Okay. I think you failed ever since then. I did that.
You're mumbling again. Having tablets.
No, we're not. I'm not making this up. They used to use mercury tablets. It was made out of the oxidized from mercury and some other things that they would literally use it to burn the syphilis out of you because it killed everything in your body. They used to give you a tablet of mercury oxide for syphilis.
There was actually but one thing that the Merck drug company did is they have like their manual for how to use all their drugs.
Merck?
Merck is a company.
Merck is
M-E-R-C?
M-E-R-C-K. Merck. It is a drug. It is a pharmaceutical company.
It's a big company.
But they've been around for 100 years. So what they did is they put out this year's edition of the manual, but they also put out the one they put out 100 years ago. They reprinted it.
just for yucks.
And they were saying, like, they were interviewing one of these people from Merck who spearheaded the project, and he was saying, well, you know, this came out in 1900. It wasn't until about 1920, 1930 that the average person going to the average doctor for the average ailment came away better than they did when they came in. This gives you some idea of what kind of stuff is in this book.
One of these motherfuckers who are like 90 and shit are like, fuck you, I'm not going to go see the doctor, they're evil.
He's not lying.
They've got reason, yeah.
Are you finished with your drug story, getting out of your mind thing?
Beta
testing. We're
going
to open the phone lines before asking.
Are you done? We want to go back to Sean's story.
Okay, so you were experimenting with MDMA or something?
No, it was MDMA is ecstasy, which I wouldn't mind.
MDMA bad.
Is it bad? Isn't there some good hallucinating drugs that are not bad?
No, MDMA is particularly bad because apparently MDMA, a lot of people get to use it maybe 30, 40 times max, and then all the brain cells that receive it don't work anymore.
Actually, apparently the best.
Oh, I'll just use Prozac. Doesn't work that way, children.
Apparently the best non-damaging hallucinogenic is peyote.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like bomb and it tastes like shit and it fucks you for like 3 days.
Yeah, but you have that hallucinogenic effect that you wanted.
Well, it's a trade-off.
Think of it like alcohol. Alcohol has a built-in safety valve.
On top of that,
it's great.
On top of all that good shit, then you can bullshit the rubes into thinking you're some sort of Indian shaman.
Well, the rubes.
He's thinking about it.
The way I regard it is like there's a reason why your body operates at the level it does. You know, if you throw your mental balance of chemicals off in one direction, there's a reason why Mother Nature doesn't leave you there all the time. You know?
Fuck that. My body operates the way it does because I drink copious amounts of Dr. Pepper. And I was raised that way. I stop drinking Dr. Pepper, I get constipated, wicked headaches, and I cannot function. I kid you not.
No, he's not kidding. He's not fucking.
And this isn't cluing you into anything. Nothing at all.
Cults Hallucinogenic Laboratories Incorporated.
So in other words, you've developed a dependency on Dr. Pepper.
It's
not a problem. It's a solution.
It's the solution.
Big guns, hard liquor. What I need is I need to get onto a ley line. I was talking to Scotty. We're going to go to England.
Uh-huh.
Apparently in England they got ley lines.
We have them here.
Yeah, but he's going to get me a map where all the ley lines are.
I have
a
map for...
These are energy bio lines where all the energies of the Earth combine.
Oh,
we're going to find, like, a major nexus point, and I'm going to build, like, a pyramid with fucking crystals on it.
Sean.
Right? No, hear me out.
Uncle Dak has a map of the local ones.
Oh, really?
Yes. I told you, you need it.
Who wants to go camping? I'm going to build my ass, a serious ass pyramid. We'll go out there and be like, yeah, what's all this? Oh, we're setting up a bit of an experiment here. You know, what's this? Oh, apparently it's just some kind of a Stargate thing. Sean's going to completely go digital. What?
Where'd he go?
What happened? I built a generator put in from Nikola Tesla and put inside a pyramid and on a ley line nexus with some crystals. He's gone now. Get another monkey.
Hey, Inky.
Oop, oop.
I would like to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Is there any truth to Nikola's theory about using free electricity? You know the theory I'm talking about.
I know the theory you're talking about. However, I have not studied in depth, but my knee-jerk response is, you know when there's lots of energy sitting around somewhere, just sitting around, you know what it likes to do? It likes to go and do something like generate heat. It doesn't like to just sit there and be stored for free.
No, they're saying between the negative and positive connections in the atmosphere is what they were talking about. They're talking about what's generated normally we see in lightning storms and everything. Mm-hmm. Nick was talking about basically tapping into that between the positive and negative polarity between the ground and the sky was what he was talking about.
We have now stopped
the Geek Speak on Nikola Tesla, and we're going to open the phone lines.
Lightning would pretty much always just dissipate it.
The phone lines.
That's what happens. Okay, go bang. No more electricity. There would be enough to do anything useful. Of course.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world?
Oh, shit.
Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-3RAN or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Well, did you ever hear about what Nick did?
Okay, phone lines are open. Call in.
Call in often.
What Nick
call
did
in now.
With, this is like back in 1890 or something, he set up a primitive oscillator and attached it to a steel frame inside his building.
Bullshit.
No, this is true. He did.
Anky calls bullshit.
Caused an oscillation in the framework, started to collapse the building. That was
okay,
what.
So,
wow,
Nikola
too bad he lived there. Dangerous building. Get out now.
Yeah, guess what? No. Nikola Tesla lived in a shitty apartment?
Yeah, no. There's no way that kind of resonant effect could happen. Otherwise, random noise, like people snoring.
Did they make steel-free buildings at that point in time?
Yes, they did.
Are you sure?
It doesn't matter if it was steel or... Whoop. Is that a caller?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Nomad Centaur.
Nomad Centaur.
How you doing, buddy?
How about yourself?
Good.
How you doing there, my boy?
What?
What's going on?
Not much. Just listening to the show. Now we got the internet back.
Yay.
The show died for about a half hour.
Oh, that's bad. Why is that?
I have absolutely no idea. Tell us fucking with Alliance or something like that. I'm not sure.
But you're on ADSL. I'm sorry.
We're on. We're listening to the show. Listening to the plug about the store and everything.
Somebody try to get to DWG.com right now, please.
And all of a sudden, bang. All of a sudden, no internet. I'm like, what the hell? About half hour, it comes back up.
That's fine. I just checked my mail. It's okay.
Okay, good. No, we're all right.
It's all good. So, you have anything you want to talk about, or?
No, I really just wanted to phone in and give my thanks for the plug about the store and everything like that, and say hi.
No problem.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
What the hell?
All right.
Telus? I hate Telus. I like the idea of Telus. See, Telus gives
Telus is not Rogers.
Telus gives you
ADSL.
ADSL is great in theory. In theory, it should give you dedicated bandwidth 10 times the speed of cable. On the other hand, it's only up 1/10 of the time. So, I guess you
do the math. Do the math.
All right, what do we got here?
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto! How you doing,
closer
man?
To the Poison Cheeto.
Crappy.
What's up?
Crappy week. Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna tell me what's going on, or what?
Sure. Well, first of all, it kicked off my week when I heard the bad news about Rage Against the Machine.
What happened to Rage Against the Machine?
The lead singer is toasted. He's fucked off.
Taylor Roach is being a prick.
Well, you must understand, though, that the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine is utterly talentless. Anybody can scream into a mic and do his job. Poison Cheeto, you could be the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine.
You didn't hear my shit. It'll be posted on my website.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, and then I bleached my shirt today at work when I was, like, doing other people's work when they were standing around. And then my mom got dumped yesterday on Swedish Day.
On what?
Mom got what?
My mom got dumped yesterday on Swedish Day. That wasn't cool.
Swedish Day?
Swedish Day. Well,
Swedish.
I don't know.
What is that?
What is
like
that?
Like a Hallmark kind of day, like stupid thing.
It's a new day Hallmark's made up to sell cards. Sweetest.
Hey,
it works for Coke.
Yeah, it's Coke Day.
So, oh, right on.
It's called Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You got Forbidden Planet on AVI? Kick ass. Anyway.
But I'm going to make a cult screensaver. It's, like, cool.
Oh, please do.
I need help because I suck.
That's something that has not been made. So, yeah.
True.
Yeah, we do. We should have a cult screensaver contest.
There you go.
Where the winner, I've seen this movie like 7 times.
I love this movie.
Where the winner gets like to be Uber Elite or something, because I can't afford to send anybody else any free shit. I still haven't sold everybody their free shit already. So it's coming. It is in the mail.
And then I need your permission. So I was going through the archives and I want to do like a compilation of my website of really funny shit from the What the Hell Show.
Okay, I don't quite understand.
He wants to do a compilation. He wants to do, like, highlights.
Oh, of the show.
Yeah, like...
Funny parts of the show?
Like a bunch of 1-minute RA files.
Oh,
What kind of files? RA?
Real audio.
Oh, not real audio.
That's proprietary.
Oh, that's bullshit. You can't
no proprietary files.
You can't. I only have 50 megs.
Let him do it.
Okay, sure. You can compress MP3s down to whatever you want.
Awesome.
Okay. No, do it. Send it on over. Put in the FTP site.
All right.
Excellent.
More publicity for us. We about to go to jail. Salute you. All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
All right, what the who?
90.9.
The who?
Well,
I have two things to say. One,
you have two
something.
Things to say.
Sean,
turn us off.
When we go to prison,
look at this. What do you mean we, white man? I ain't going nowhere. I got safe houses to go to. You asked on your own.
Well, fine. Fuck you.
What were you going to say? Well,
I was going to say.
When you go to prison and my ass gets caught.
I was going to say this will give us that time to get the games going and we'll, be able to.
We'll be able to.
Be able to role-play undirected.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Hoongan Optic.
Hoongan Optic.
How drunk are you by now, Optic?
Pardon?
Are you drunk?
I can't hear you guys. Speak up.
Are you drunk?
I only wish. I am in so much damn pain.
Okay, so what's going on, man?
Oh, man, not much. You know, it occurred to me today, did you guys up there in Canada...
Yes.
You need to make a room for me, damn it. I need some fucking health care.
What's wrong with you? What's going on?
Oh, the list is long and long, but let's start with the health plan, eh? You ever heard of Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's anti-corporate shit time. I want to get some people together to stop this shit. Now, how Blue Cross Blue Shield works commonly is they're a non-profit organization, right?
Right, supposedly.
Yes, supposedly. Well, what they do with my health plan, and everyone's at work, is this shit where you have a $250 deductible at their discretion. In other words, they can keep you paying and paying just by refusing to cover things.
Yep.
And their reasons can be arbitrary.
Yes, you cannot appeal. Have you heard that part?
Yes, I have. I tried to appeal.
They do not allow you to appeal.
Yes. And it's Blue Cross Blue Shield of California to boot in Massachusetts. Means I have a very limited number of doctors too.
Are you on an HMO?
Yep.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a suggestion for you. Get a really large gun and kill yourself. That's about the safest thing you can do.
Wow.
Believe me, with what they want to charge me, I'm ready to. I want to get this shit stopped because I come to find out. Get this shit. I talked to him on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I've been diagnosed with melanoma stage 1.
Oh, shit.
Man. Oh.
Okay? Nothing huge. This is a recurrence. Now, on my previous health plan, while I was back at home with Kaiser, it was I went into the hospital for the outpatient surgery. I was there for about 2 hours. I paid $20 for it.
Yeah.
They're telling me that they're not going to fucking cover it. Because it's cosmetic.
A melanoma is cosmetic.
What's a melanoma?
It's a cancerous skin tumor.
Skin cancer.
It's cosmetic,
is,
you know.
Okay, that's what's called a bureaucratic screw-up. Somebody didn't read the part that said melanoma. All they saw was the name of the surgery, which was a mole removal or removal of blemish.
I demanded a supervisor. I went through 3 supervisors, actually. They all said, nope, not stage 1.
It has to be, like, metastasized before they cover it.
Yeah, it has to get to the level where it turns into an ulcer.
No, they said it has to be at least the size of a dime.
By the time it's the size of a dime, you're dead!
No, not quite, because off on this shit. Now, I've read up on this shit a lot because I already had surgery for this. And basically, at the point where it's the size of a dime, you're into stage 2 where there's a 90% chance it's spread to other things, meaning it gets up into the couple thousands of dollars, chemotherapy, like that.
Okay, Optic?
Yeah?
Take a razor blade.
No.
Unfortunately, that's the catch. This fucker's on my back, otherwise I would do it
myself. Okay, well, that's what you do. Do a couple of small cuts on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend you're insane. The state then has to fucking pay to have it removed. Spend a little time in there. Call it a vacation. Get calmed down. Get off whatever medication they give you. Get out. You're back to where you were.
Now, actually, what I have been thinking about is getting a bunch of disgruntled customers together, or at least I guess you could call them customers. I think they're more accurately described as rape victims.
Yeah.
But, you know, get a whole bunch of people together, get called in on this, get a fucking good lawyer, and go to fucking town on these assholes, because this is fucking bullshit.
Well, let's put it this way. Wait until after November, because if the Republicans get elected, you're fucked. You're completely hooped down there.
Well, we're fucked either way.
If the Democrats get in, at least you have an option to fight. You probably won't win, but at least that way you have a fight.
Can I make a recommendation? Do you get the thing removed before November so that you can be there after November?
Yeah.
I'm only hoping so. Honestly, from what I've heard, doing it is going to cost a good amount of money. We're talking upwards of $1,000 because they want to put me under local anesthetic, no biggie, and they want to keep me there for like a couple hours and do all kinds of tests beforehand to make sure and all this shit. I went there to get diagnosed. I just got the fucking bill. Blue Cross covered me for like $50 of the bill.
That's great.
So the other like $390.
Where do you live in Boston, you said, right?
Yep.
Is there any chance you could go to a free clinic?
I don't think they treat cancer.
No, there is a free cancer clinic. There's in Boston. John Hopkins is in Boston, isn't it?
All right, somebody can jump on the web.
Yeah, there's got to be some free cancer clinics in Boston, because Boston has the best public health, or used to have the best public health medical facilities in the United States.
Yeah, then Cleveland took it away. I wish I was back there right now, because this shit... Well, I had the first one done. You ever heard of, University Hospitals of Cleveland?
Yeah.
That's where I had the first one done. And, well, except for the fact that they totally fucked up and left me with a scar the size of a silver dollar on my scalp. Right.
All right, buddy, we're gonna end this so we can get some other callers heading in. Say what the hell, man.
Hey, what the hell?
What is it with cancer this week? His mom's toe... basically had a mole that they had to remove, and they turned out that it was cancerous.
Really?
And they don't know how she's going to be. Mm. Tracy, that girl that I was going out with for a while, I'm still kind of going out with her. Well, actually, I'll be honest. I am going
jelly.
Out with her. Well, no. I met her for coffee, and I met a completely different person than the person I had been talking to for the last...
Jack. Bipolar jellyfish.
Jack. Zach, your spine called. Flip a coin. If it can come home.
Yep. Anyhow, for the last 3 months, she's been having like a problem with her throat. It's been like hoarse, like she's been getting laryngitis. So she went in to see. She kept seeing her doctor. Her doctor says, "Oh, it's just a cold, or you just have a sore throat, or something." Doctor paid no attention. Finally, after me bugging her, her mom bugging her, and her sister bugging her, she went to see another doctor. That doctor sent her to a specialist. The specialist went and saw her on Monday. The specialist took one look with an otoscope down her throat and immediately booked her for surgery tomorrow morning, because she has apparently two huge cancerous polyps on her vocal cords.
Oh,
that's bad.
That's not good.
And all good bad.
Oh,
still?
It's just a sore throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, so it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
I think I'm going to turn into Darth Vader.
Hi, you're on What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter.
Hey, Nixter. Killer wallpaper, man.
I'm working on one for the What the Hell Show.
Ah,
excellent.
That's pretty cool, because everyone's been focusing on cult stuff, and poor Sims over here feeling all lonely. No one's sending him any good rant radio
stuff. Cult.
He's like,
I want to make Sim feel bad, but I don't want to sound obsessed about Sean either, because I sent Sim one earlier today.
That's right. We did look at it. Did you hear the comments about it?
Yeah, not that one that you showed during the show.
Yeah?
The one I sent you way earlier with that Honda wallpaper that I made.
No, I never saw that.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring that up for him.
Yeah, I'm beginning to. I need to stop Sean Kennedy.
You need to stop Sean Kennedy?
Not that, but stop making wallpapers, shrines and stuff.
Was it you? Was it you who had the refrigerator? That that Honda one's pretty cool.
Yeah, I made that one. That was like, I was like, holy shit, that's like looks like professional to me.
And I made it, and I was like, oh, boy.
It's pretty good.
It looks like a total Honda. Yeah, it looks really, really good, man. But was it you? Who's got a refrigerator? I saw a JPEG floating around the web of, like, somebody's refrigerator that's covered with Sean K. shit.
Oh, I thought Simplex had, like, a shrine thing.
Oh, yeah, Simplex has got, like, a full-on...
My wallpaper was in his picture of his wall, and I was like, whoa, it's the Shovel 1 wallpaper I did, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right. That was a killer wallpaper, actually.
Yeah, Prophet site, we're gonna, the media archive, me and Luce at Zero, we're working on that, and we got it. So what it's gonna be is it's gonna be like you sign up for a password, you upload your stuff, and then it's gonna be saved by the person's name and then their comment, and then you can search, and they'll have, not necessarily search, they're gonna have their own portfolio page, and it's gonna work with text, like short stories, and it's gonna work with images and all this other stuff.
Excellent.
So we got that up at well, it's not fucking up yet. All right. We've been working it on Loose Zero's site and right. Getting it tweaked out so I can put it up.
Right. Well, let us know the name of the site or when it's up.
Yeah. And I was working on the layout at work. I shouldn't have been. But
evil, bad. Don't do that.
Bad. Yeah. As long as they don't use it, the network, they don't know what the hell I do. It's all HTML.
Yeah, just keep it local on your machine, huh?
Yep, and then just flip it when the boss comes. Oh, he's working on this new user request form.
That's it.
For 16 hours. Anyways.
Say what the hell.
That's basically all I have to say, and the Prophet site should be getting along there. I've been working on numerous other sites. Everyone wants me to do help them with their site or make a logo and all this stuff.
I have no idea where you're coming from with this. No idea at all. Okay. All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
All right.
So, and, who invented or who did up that Loomis APC?
Drexel.
Was it Enki?
That was Enki.
That was.
Oh,
and
you sent it to Drexel right away, and Drexel sent it all over the universe.
Yeah, that was very cool.
I love
the yellow with
the Loomis APC.
Hi, you're on what the hell? Who's this?
It's Babsy May.
Babsy May.
Hey, Babsy May, how you doing?
Oh, I'm okay.
How's our boy?
Oh, well, I got some information on him earlier today. He is 6 more days.
In the prison he's in now, or the jail.
Yes, and he informed me that last time he was in the same prison that the other county dropped the warrant that they had for him, and that he might actually be a free man for like 2 weeks.
Really?
And then have to go back to jail.
Oh, shit. Well, being out is good for a while.
Yes.
But that'll give him a chance to take care of, you know, all his crap and...
Business.
Yeah, his business. I'm currently working on some stuff that he put our business name on that he screwed up, so I'm fixing all that. Besides that, I came out with... the Babes of Cult, Men of Cult, and just a group cult wallpaper with pictures and stuff.
Very cool.
Where is this?
The link, I posted it on the cult site Wednesday, I think it was.
You can get it through the cult archives.
And that was on my cult page of my site, so.
Sean's being distracted.
No, that's fine. I totally hear what she's saying. She's talking about the fucking wallpapers and shit. But that's all cool. So what?
Apparently
are,
not.
So what are what what's been going on then?
What happens when he gets out of jail? He's just is it for sure that he's gonna be free for a while, or what is that hinging on? Just
We don't know for sure if he is free for 2 weeks. What's gonna happen is it'll be. More or less, it will be a county fuck-up.
Ah. They just don't come and collect him, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. He'll be stranded out there and have to call someone and say, can you come pick me up?
Well, as long as they don't think he's skipping out on them, right?
Because like, that would be so bad, because that would be the perfect opportunity for them to do a setup where it looks like, oh...
He never came in. We had to go and get him.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, he has to finish out the rest of his term because that makes sure that his lawyer or whoever the fuck... Does he actually have a lawyer or even a public defender?
He had a public defender in this county. In this county he's in now, he's once he's left go of them, as long as he pays on his fines and talks to his probation officer like once a week or something like that, he's good.
I would have him call his probation officer or whoever the hell it's going to be his probation officer and make sure that he is supposed to be able to be free for a couple of weeks before they end up using this as something else to fuck him.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, he doesn't know. All he said was the fact that last time he was in jail, the other county, for some odd reason, dropped the warrant and had to reissue the warrant.
Yeah.
So he, you know, when they reissued the warrant, he was already gone. They couldn't find him. Now, he said if they do that again, what he's going to do is take 2 weeks, and then he's going to turn himself in to get it all taken care of, because he wants to face his responsibilities and all that.
Yeah, because he knows they're going to come for him anyway.
Yeah.
So, he's going to be willing to stand up there, and if he turns himself in, that's better for him.
Well, thank you for the update.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Sean, you know what you need. You need a cult-sponsored plastic surgery clinic.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I need funds for that first.
No.
I have an idea.
Just a knife and an operating table.
You keep turning that idea down.
As appealing as it may be.
As appealing as
somebody sent something in.
Those of us that are strangely comfortable with it.
Moose sent something in.
Moose?
Yeah.
Right, where is Squirrel?
It's called Take One. Cleaned or something. We're going to play it, see what it is. It's only 15 seconds. So, here it is.
You want
what the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
That was supposed to be an intimidating answering machine message.
Uh-huh.
Did I suddenly go up to a million...
That sounded like a small child whispering. Trying to sound creepy.
Yeah,
I think if you play it back really loud, it'll say, "Is my mom there?" I wish my mom was there.
Beep.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Prophet Spidey.
Hey, Spidey.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
Mellowing out.
Mellowing out.
No doubt.
Sean's not having a really great couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks. What's going on, man?
Not too much. I just wanted to say a few things. Number one, I don't appreciate being looked over in the roll call in IRC. This is the second time you've done it. I just feel, you know, like I shouldn't be overlooked. I know I'm no special.
You're actually in the IRC.
I'm in the IRC.
At the point in time where he was just before your name.
That's right. He went, I'll tell you exactly what he did, the bugger, gee.
I wish you
Prophet
could.
Prophet Quas, Prophet Rancid Girl. My name is Prophet Tenji.
It's a subliminal thing in his head. Is just
that's right. Even messiahs aren't perfect.
I wish you could see his face, Prophet Spidey. He's like
his bad week even better.
You've got the vein
got an idea, a concept that could possibly make his next week and weekend. Pretty good. See, this is my idea. See, I'm too cheap to go buy, you know, Halloween candies for, you know, the little kids at Halloween. So I'm thinking I should, like, make up some, you know, like, cult buttons. You know? And I mean, you know, I'll be like, trick or treat, I got something better for you, kid. Here you go. And then, you know, we give them little buttons and get started at an early age.
No.
Fucking A, I say do it. Hand them out in flyers. Everyone listening on Halloween, why bother? Just write websites on little pieces of paper and tie them to your candy.
Put them in the bag.
Why not? What the hell?
If you run out of buttons, hand out little crack rocks. Those are great. Kids love that stuff.
Yeah, just make up some flyers. Photocopy
all kind of a whole bunch of 8-year-old kids going, Sean Kennedy's the fucking man. Why not?
Sean Kennedy's the fucking man. Yeah, the fucking man.
Cult for Kids, the latest of our website.
Cult for Kids. The cult.
Start them young while their minds are still plastic.
Kinder cult.
Kinder cult.
We'll have little cult ears and instead of their mouse ears on all the big K in the middle of their forehead.
K-U-L.
G-R-O-G-S, you bet.
S-E-A-N-K-E-N-E-D-Y.
Oh, God, that works.
Even though
S-E-A.
N-K-E.
S-E-A-K-N-K-A-E.
S-E-A-N-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
Kennedy.
Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy. He's the only caller for me.
Uncle Jack.
So somebody make up the Mickey Mouse theme song for Kennedy.
Or gender cult.
I think that's what we should do.
Okay. Yeah, you do that.
The other thing I'd like to say is...
Uncle Jack.
Oh, God. Did you eat all this acid?
Does this mean we have to hire cult couturiers?
Cult couturiers.
Oh, what do the hats look like, people? Come on.
There's no cult. No hats. Just little felt marker K's in the middle of their foreheads. Yeah. And we'll get like me quoting Chuck Manson directly. When I say go to the mountaintop and do it, my God, it gets done.
Well, there you go.
What else did you want to say?
I just wanted to give Healthcare Canada.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we didn't have such great healthcare in Canada, I wouldn't be here today, and, you know, you guys wouldn't be excellently entertained going in hours, you know.
Right. So I assume that whatever healthcare you had done was done somewhere previous to the last year or so.
Yeah,
because
it was
Healthcare Canada lately is kind of, blowing goats, man.
I know, now it sucks. But before, it wasn't so bad.
I go to the hospital now, you know, and I go to the hospital a lot. I go to the hospital now, and, yeah,
this is,
I'm
this
clumsy.
This is because Quoth is going into this industrial goth phase.
No, we'll leave the reasons out of it. But when you go to the hospital, there's 30 people in the waiting room and one doctor on duty. You wait there for 8 hours before they tell you, yeah, it's broken. You have to wait for the cast check.
For that. You walk in, half-assed, drowsy, like you're going to pass out. And when you talk to the nurse in the waiting room, you know, and she's like, okay, well, we'll get to bed for you right away. Well, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, you'll feel guilty when you look at all the little kids in the waiting room, you know, when you go ahead of them. But the thing is, I mean, you get in there, you know, you do your thing and you get out. I mean, when I was in there the last weekend, and I mean, all it was little kids with, like, flu, you know what I mean?
Fuck those little kids. They don't pay taxes. I pay taxes.
Me mommy wrap me up in my blankie, mommy. Read me more Teletubbies.
And I'm, like, sitting here, like, dying, so.
Wow.
And flus can wait, that's all I say. I've had worse flu than I was their age, and if I can make it through it, then they can, I'm sure.
All right, buddy.
All right, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, all right. I'd say the kids have been alive for less time. They have less to lose than I do.
If they're young, you can make another one.
Oh, great.
Well, right. Spares anyways.
He's only 5 years old. You can have been that attached to him.
Well.
Moving right along. Alrighty. That about does it.
I'm going home.
We drove Sean away.
I didn't do.
We reached a new level.
No, you didn't drive me away. I'm sitting here. I was tired when I got here, and I had people say, you know what, Sean, I'm going to hand out your name and your website with your big photo on it to children as they go around on a satanic holiday.
You thought they complained about Harry Potter.
Oh. Yeah. Wait until I hit mainstream. God forbid. You know, the anti-abortion guys, what if I get one of those motherfuckers?
Yeah.
You're the Satan Antichrist! Bang! Twack! Hits my body armor. Oh, yeah.
That stung.
That's just perfect. Now I know why Malcolm X didn't run when the guy ran up with a shotgun.
It's like it's inevitable.
It's like, yo, gee, bang! Anyway, let's go to the RC and we'll go through the RC.
Only one Dr. Pepper for show.
No, I've had about three, actually. I'm just really tired.
I guess we have to start from the top, or do you want to do it backwards?
Who can opt yet, even though he's phoned in? He needs you to call him now.
Not gonna
don't
happen.
Shut
not
the
gonna happen.
Phone off.
How about you, ICQ, Sean?
Yeah, it's not going to happen, guys.
How can you even have a conversation on this IRC? You see how fast stuff scrolls by? I, like, blink, and I miss a screen. It's useless. No offense, but anybody...
Okay. Spidey is in the IRC tonight.
Spidey.
No, I have to erase that from the log.
That little sexy bitch. Okay.
Wow.
I had anal sex with Spidey. That's why he was in the hospital.
Oh.
There we go. Navel. Okay.
Zipper noise here.
All right. Don't forget Spidey. All right. Don't forget Spidey.
Spidey.
I miss you
the
most
time
of all.
Time like a bitch, isn't it?
All right. You know, everyone's like, oh, somebody get Sean a Dr. Pepper. Fuck that. Somebody get Sean a room somewhere.
Lots of drugs.
I love you too, Rancid Girl. In a typical, you know, you're 14, I'm a cult leader married kind of way. In the room tonight.
You know, he's finally got that tired general sound.
Yeah, yep, I'm sure. He's finally reached that level.
Today we will invade the Russia. Yes, my sure.
It's like, you know, I had this idea the other day. It struck me like this diamond bullet.
Oh, boy.
Right? My brain, and I thought, you know, if I just had 2 legions of these men.
Stop channeling Christopher Walken.
It's not Christopher Walken. It was Marlon Brando.
I don't care who it actually is. He sounds like...
Bone is off. Too bad.
All right, here we go.
Yes, Colonel Curry.
In the house we have Spidey, Samarian, Mr. Echo, Zerstor, Baz, Soul Raper, Matrix, Apocalypse, Delaway, Kodiak, Live, Pseudo, Low, Anki, PC, Flaming Cheeto, Adam, Breaker One, Josh K, Simplex, Zebulon, Raskolnikov, Leth, Melio, Optic, Funkin... Don and to work. Buck X, Half Elf, Infaloop, Judas Kexler, Rabid Wombat, Skitty, Orphan, Terrell, Fish, Nixter, Broken, Diener, Music God 1, Pandora, Quoth, Rancid Girl, Spidey, Tenshi UK, Y2 Karma, Microcube, Sariat, Samurai, T Knights, Sean Rocks, Sean Sucks, Simplex, 981.
Gotcha!
Did you say that? Is that you going, Sean Rock sounds up?
No, I mean, they just tricked you into saying it.
They changed your name recently.
Aren't you clever?
Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha.
That's so clever. Sean sucks. Everyone kill him. Simplex BJ21, Vampire Soul. This is the Sean not giving a fuck face. You really don't want me to have any kind of position of power. It's like, everyone turn the satellites off. Vampire Soul Trans confuses. Imagine Jeremy, Linker X, Lord Haven. What happened?
People keep adding.
Oh, Nomad Plastic, Nomad Zutre, Anonymous, Anonymous, Prophet Smokehouse. Hey, Smokehouse.
Hey,
how you
Smokehouse.
Doing, man?
Why is
Prophet
Smokehouse?
I haven't actually talked to Smokehouse in a while. He's a fucking, he's a good shit. Everybody give shouts to Smokehouse, because he's
Smokehouse.
Oh, Smokehouse.
And one day, I'm going to die. And when I do die, I think Smokehouse is probably going to be in charge.
Smokehouse. Fuck.
Where am I here? Oh, my God. Did everybody just... Are people learning? Where the fuck am I?
They're all, like, going...
Smokehouse just
disappeared.
Just fucked off. Teenage Chunk sucks. Low, Confucius, Imagine, Jeremy, Link, RX, Lord Haven, Ominous, Animus.
You said that.
Sneezing Starfish. That's my new favorite.
Which one?
Sneezing Starfish.
Pretty good.
Static. Zykar, Vampire, Malkav, and...
No, fake mucus.
Ace.
Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Ah!
That's pretty good.
You get to whistle.
So...
Oh, and you missed Romulus in there. Say hi to Romulus.
Romulus.
See, it's a tough job. That's why I gave it up.
You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to hire...
Exactly. Quoth. Prophet, Rancid Girl.
Well, we'll like speed it up so it sounds like it's like crack, right?
Prophet Diener, Prophet Music.
I heard my name.
You know, did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons?
Hey, I got you in the IRC right now. I see you, you little greasy bastard.
Or, no, all these people are gay.
Now, hang on. Hold it.
I knew it.
Stop. Everyone stop. Gargoyle Simplex, you lied to me. You lied to me, Gargoyle Simplex. You said you contacted Nomad Centaur. You did not contact
did
Nomad Centaur. Now, you can have a happy birthday. But if you don't have a happy birthday, you will not have a happy birthday unless you contact Nomad fucking Centaur. He needs to talk to you because he needs some help with some of those sat photos. That's why he needs to, he has to do some shit with Flash and some satellite photographs. And you demand
sat photos
with those sat photos that you had. So just contact him, please. He just has a couple of questions about
so you're talking about satellite flasturbation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's satellite flasturbation. So just Simplex, please. Do me a favor. Get in touch with the guy, okay, because he really needs the help. All right? That's all. I know you're busy. I know you don't really give a fuck, but just do it, okay? Well, yeah, thanks. Ryan and Simplex is the shit anyway, so I know. I will contact him now, Sean. Thank you. All right. So that's it.
Going around the room.
For the night. Why does everyone go SLDGK? SLDGK, what is that all about?
I have no idea. SLDGK?
Darkened hearts. Our hearts are not darkened by this wondrous image. Rather, they are warmed. And our lives enriched. What is this shit?
I have no idea, but somebody posted it in the
In the days of desperate presidential elections, some politicians will grasp at the straws. Major. Oh, hang on. Before we leave, the ringleader brought up something that I want to get into about the positive about Republicans.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know much about this, but it kind of made a point to me.
Military intelligence. Collateral damage. Good things about Republicans.
Okay, no, it's like this.
Making a dent here?
No. It's like, okay, no. And I was like the same way. I'm like, fuck you. But he says, well, it's like this. See,
bear in mind that
the ringleader
is a Republican.
No. Okay, but that's fair. But, hey, no Republicans are going to defend themselves, so we're going to equal side. Okay. It's all good. The Republicans want your money, right? The Democrats want your soul. Because they don't think you're able to think for yourself. They want to censor music, art, everything. The Democrats will let you fucking show dead baby photos hanging from trees, jerking off children with NAMBLA. They don't give a fuck as long as you give them their money. Right? They just want your cash.
I think the Christian right would disagree with you on that
Christian
one.
Right support the Republican Party. What more reason do you need to hate them?
Tipper Gore
versus...
Tipper Gore is the Christian right.
No. Tipper Gore is not Christian. Tipper Gore is just basically Tipper sticker. Tipper.
Yeah, censorship thought crimes. Yeah,
I know. No, like, I understand.
Well, okay, Tipper Gore didn't actually censor anything. She just said, okay, we want to rate albums. We want to say if this has adult content. It effectively turns out to censorship. I don't think Tipper's actually smart enough to have thought it through to that point.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Tipper's just...
No, I'm sorry. I agree with him on that. I don't think she is.
I think she's honestly just grabbing for the...
Good intentions, stupid idea. Okay, yeah. That's what
right,
I put...
So, let's stay focused. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. Let's stay focused. What do you say to that? Like, the idea that the Republicans just want your cash. Because the Democrats, I mean, they are into this whole control everything, thought crimes, you know, all that kind of shit. That's really kind
I think a lot of that is actually bullshit spread by the Republicans. Because
yes.
I see worse mind control, heebie-jeebies, extreme Christian shit from the Republicans. The Pat Buchanan was never a Democrat, okay?
Yeah, Pat Buchanan, perfect example.
You know, do you think you'd rather have somebody like that regulating what albums you listen to? Hell no.
Well, it's not like they can regulate shit anyway.
I know they can't, but the thing is with...
they're not
actually,
to.
They can regulate anything they fucking want to. That's the problem. Everybody thinks that, oh, it's on the internet, it's impossible to regulate. No. No, actually, it's pretty fucking easy to regulate. You write a law saying the FBI's allowed to put a filter in, and the FBI puts a filter in. That's just how it works. Then you pass the law so that the ISP has to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
These kinds of things... happen all the time.
It's called mm-hmm. carnivore.
Actually, carnivore apparently is a total goat screw. But,
apparently, though, there's also the flip side to that. If it gets inserted, it can be hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It can be got around.
In order for this thing to be touched, in order for this thing to be a filter, it's got to have TCP/IP get to it. If it can have TCP/IP get to it, Cult can get to it. Mm-hmm. If Cult can get to it, we can fuck it. Period. End of list.
As long as you can send data, you can change it.
I mean, those motherfuckers
can
drop
it back
a filter
at the other end.
In Thailand, you know, and we'll have a Decker hiding in a bowl of rice to fucking crack that thing. Okay, you go right ahead, boys. You do your fucking thing. And even if you lock them down in physical locations, I mean, you can still get to them. They've got to touch it by TCP/IP. We'll get it through the electron, man. They can't stop that.
Well, yep. And also keep in mind, there's always the option of becoming an expatriate. And I think that...
expatriate?
You leave the country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it gets bad up here, like it's starting to get bad in the States, and it looks like it may, actually. Wow, I get screwed by my country, I leave the country. If things go bad enough, I'll leave. And if you're American...
Stockwell Day much.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Yeah.
Stockwell Day.
Stockwell Day. They're trying to... Basically, he's the young, perky Baptist...
Baptist. Oh, he's that religious right fucking twit who's running in pot and
yeah, they're basically
took over
basically
from Preston Manning.
The Americans may be unclear on this.
No, he's
no,
he's
but
from,
he
he's
owns
federal.
The West.
He's
pretty much
from Red Deer, Alberta, but he ran here in BC because he's trying to shore up support out here on the West Coast.
Parachuted into a riding where he knew he was going to win. But basically, for you Americans who don't know, what happens is the sort of token right wing party, the Reform Party, changed its name to crap.
That was hysterical. It was Canadian
Reform Alliance Party, and then they sent out the name with the acronyms, and it dawns on them. But in any case, they're trying to be. They basically decided
case
that what Canada really needed.
Proofreading.
What was that name again? Canadian Reform Alliance Party.
Crap.
They didn't realize what it meant.
Now, the thing is, basically, these are a bunch of people who decided, you know, the problem with Canada is it's not Republican enough. It needs to be more like the worst problems in the States. Because, you know, it's so much better that way.
We need
more American problems.
Yeah, we need
more guns. We need more...
Guns are good.
Well, maybe...
Actually, I'm at the point now I'm ready to say, you know what's really wrong with the States? The Americans, they all need guns.
Yeah.
Everybody be way more polite. That's the first thing that's going to happen. Second off, the government might stop fucking with them quite as hard.
It'd be really difficult for them to go kick in some hacker's door and then we reach some suppressive fire.
Yeah. But they'd be thinking twice.
In any case, what they've got is they've got Stockwell Day, who's like this boy wonder that they're hoping is going to be like the next Trudeau or something.
42 for the Liberals, 28 for the Alliance. That is the highest they've reached, is 28. And so we're talking like 12, 14%. The Liberals have them beat by in the polls, so I'm not too worried.
Now you got
No. That's very worrying, because what happens if you get a deadlock between the two major parties and these guys end up being the tiebreakers?
The problem is that the Liberals have been in charge for a few years now. They basically, their main competition for a century was the Progressive Conservatives. The Progressive Conservatives got this guy called Mulroney. He was a total corrupt twit, and the Progressive Conservatives are now like three people.
Yeah.
So the Liberals have been gotten a little cocky. They've been getting a little arrogant. They've been signing like rename mountains without giving anybody advance notice, shit like that. So the problem is that the crap people might actually have a chance, if only because the Liberals are getting a little too smug for
the one thing I do like. I have to say, I do like about Canadian politics that I never saw in American politics. I never saw even like municipal politics anywhere. Was when the public opinion gets pissed off at a party up here in this country, we make them go away. I have never seen like the Socreds completely. They're gone. There's nobody left.
What do you think the Canadian Reform? What do you think the Alliance Party?
I know they did crawl out of the grave and come back in another evil form. It's like a bad movie. I understand that. You don't have to
convince.
They're
still not in power.
They're still not in power. But they did. But we made them all go away. It took a long time. They had to come back under another guise.
The thing is, although I'm not sure if it's better, because the problem is when we had the Progressive Conservatives, we had a right wing party which did not have a religious bent.
Yeah. Now we
have one right wing party that does have a religious bent.
Well, I don't know. We had a right wing party that didn't publicly have a religious bent. But anyways, as long as they're
legislate the Ten Commandments in the schools.
I've talked to a couple of intelligent people, and these are guys that under any other circumstance, I'd say they had like a full head of brain. Okay. They're basically backing the Alliance because it's like, you know what the problem is with this country? Not enough people believe in Jesus. I'm thinking like, oh, fuck, we're in deep. When this is the general attitude, we're in deep, okay?
It's time
to get the guns, time to get into the hills, boys and girls.
Stockwell Day's in office? Oh, my God, I should read the Bible. Hello, Christian people? Does not work that way.
I think we've got one great thing going for us in D.C. that'll prevent that kind of party from getting in power. It's all the Buddhists, the Hindus, you know, different religions.
I never thought I'd be happy to have so many immigrants in this fucking province, okay? It's like, I never thought I would actually be that happy for them. Now I'm like, thank you for being here.
Thank God we don't have a melting pot up here where it's like, welcome to our country. Pick a religion because yours doesn't work.
Alrighty, we're going off the air now.
Enough local politics.
Answer to your original question about the ringleader and his seeming to make sort of sense on something.
I vaguely remember talking about that sometime in the past.
He's exactly like Rush Limbaugh. He seems to make kind of sense that if you don't really listen too closely and you don't do any research into what he's talking about.
Oh my God! Right now, so you know. There's steam rising from Cloverdale.
That's okay.
There's going to be a huge threat. He wants to get on the show and get all hardcore. As a matter of fact, there's an idea of a cult program that Sim has been talking to me about. We may actually have a cult-devoted show eventually. And on there, it's going to be like not so much, you know, masturbation of prostitutes. We're actually going to have political forums and shit. And one of the things I want to have happen is I want to tie you and the ringleader together with like a leather tether and a sharpened political stick, and have the two of you try to kill each other.
No, please let me take that option.
in a purely
shake. Told you, Penn was mightier than the sword.
So just be fair, 200 BVM. Just be fair. The dude's not here to protect himself.
This is stuff I'd say to his face. I love him. He is one of my oldest friends. But the thing is, when it comes to politics, he has always been the most right-winged son of a bitch I have ever met.
Oh, that's fair. I'm just saying, when you're going to carry on with your statement. I was like, you know, he's not here to defend himself, so, you know, be cool.
Sure, I like that kind of a fight.
So what were you going to say then? You're going to say he's like Rush Limbaugh, but...
Well, he's like that, except, of course, he doesn't have his own radio show.
he's very charismatic.
The similarity is that he has facile arguments that on the surface seem to make perfect sense, and he will twist... And like Limbaugh, he will twist the facts to suit the point he's trying to make.
Yes.
And if you bother researching it, you'll find out he's full of shit, doesn't know what he's talking about, or is just serving his own ends.
No, I don't think he doesn't know what he's talking about. I think King usually does know what he's talking about. Sorry, basically, the ringleader does know what he's talking about.
No, I've caught him on a few things.
I do think that he is self-serving in his arguments. I do agree with you on that one, but... we all are, to some extent. I know I have been. I know you have been.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all do that.
It's human nature.
We all do that. The thing I will say for the ringleader is I think of all the people I know, he is the most charismatic at using the argument to be self-serving. I will give him that any day, hands down. He is the most charismatic arguer that we have.
We're going to turn this off because the dude's not here to defend himself.
And we're way over our time.
Yes, it's nap time.
I'd love to argue the point, but I mean, to me, it kind of made sense. You know that if the Republicans, I'm cool with some government who'd let me do whatever the fuck I please if they just want my money.
They wouldn't let you do what you want.
They want to turn the United States into a
No. Hold on. Will not let you do what you want because you give them money. They'll let big corporations do what they want because they have way more money than you do.
Do you think
that's
a woman has
the
right to choose what she does with her own body?
Pardon me?
Do you think a woman has a right to choose what she does with her own body?
One of the founding formations of cult, yes.
Yes, well, the Republicans don't agree with you on that one.
So they want to ban abortion.
Yes.
Including in cases of rape or incest and...
Even when
the baby is dead.
Even when it harms the mother's life, the Republican Party is foundly against abortion.
It's in their platform.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I pretty much disagree with that. A whole 100%. I'm just saying, though, we can't... I've got to be... one of the things I want to be aware of is that in Colton, with everything, we've got to have two sides.
No, I agree with you. I wouldn't mind...
We've got a lot of people who are listening here, and if that's the case, that's cool. But, I mean, if the Republicans are this gigantic demonic evil, you know who that is? That's the ringleader paging you saying, motherfucker, call me. I'm going to get on the air and murder fucking... And did I call that?
It didn't even stop beeping. It's like, hey, the second page, third page.
Oh, yeah. He totally wants to call it. You know what I think we should do?
He just left like
give me
a
that phone. I'm going to phone the ringleader right now, and we're going to get this on the air.
I'd like to bring up a little quote that just brushed up in the back of my mind. A wise man once said... Anybody who would trade a little freedom for a little safety will lose both and deserve neither.
Exactly.
Now, do we remember Thomas Jefferson, wasn't it?
One guy.
Yeah.
That'd be a storm. And the battle begins.
We're going to be here another hour, aren't we?
Hi, ringleader.
Hello, Sean.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm taking notes here.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Okay, two men enter, one man leaves. In this corner, we're going to turn this over to SPVM because SPVM does not get a chance to speak often.
Okay.
So I'm going to regulate. Here are the rules. I will break and tell you when each person speaks. Okay?
Town, four.
Now, and then what we're going to do is then we're gonna break it off when I say over and we'll continue the fight later. Does everyone understand?
Yes.
Sure.
Actually, why don't we...
I'll handle the phone.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I was just going to say, why don't we do this next week? Why don't we, because it's like 9:30, I got to get going pretty soon.
It's Halloween next week.
It's Halloween next week? Well, that's a perfect time.
Well, in that case, what we'll do is we'll end with the ringleader's statement, because we always end with our statement, and then next week we'll come back in, because this way, because we've been hacking on the motherfucker for the last, 20 minutes, all right, let him have his say, and then we hang up, so he gets last word.
Okay.
That's cool. Yep. That's cool. He gets closing argument.
We
haven't all right.
been hacking on him personally. We've just been
hacking. No, he's been hacking
on Republicans. He just happens to have thrown his lot in, kind of. I
No, he threw, kind of threw. Okay, so ringleader, you're the mic. What's up?
Okay. A few points to go through. Starting with mentioned by the girl on the left mentioned parachute candidate, Stockwell Day being a parachute candidate to British Columbia to support the alliance in British Columbia. I'd take a parachute candidate over the Liberal Party undemocratically appointing 13 candidates across the country in areas where they didn't consider the local constituents smart enough to choose their own Liberal candidate. Point one. Point two. You said that the Progressive Conservative Party, which has been decimated and down to 3 seats, was the most corrupt party in existence. I'd argue that compared to the Liberals, $2.8 billion wasted on the human resources development in the last year, Kretchen is very close to being under criminal indictment for HRDC funding to different establishments in his riding, specifically people that requested money for human resources development and hadn't even submitted the paperwork, but the checks were sent out. Other issues, Stockwell Day. He's a religious right Christian pastor who is a scary motherfucker. There's no question about it. But he will at least, in writing, have stated he would give the country the ability to have a referendum on any significant issue, be it gun control, birth control, abortion, death penalty. These I consider critical. I would like to have a say in this compared to the Liberals who believe we're uneducated, illiterate scum who are not progressive enough to make decisions on this ourselves, so they'll make them for us. I have another comment about the Republican Party that you guys mentioned that they don't believe in a woman's right to control their own body. If you actually go to the Republican Party's website, you'll see that the only limitation they have currently as a party platform. Some of the party members are extreme right-wing. Christian right is just insane, should be taken out back and shot. The majority of the Republican Party believes that a woman has the right to control over her own body, and their party platform says that other than in a late-term abortion, which they term to be the last trimester. I don't personally agree with that. I think a woman has a right to her body right up to whatever point, but the Republican Party only wants to put limits on abortion in late term, in third term, third trimester abortions, whatever. Now, last but not least, I have some issues, I have some minor issues with the extreme left wing swing that this whole rant radio has taken lately, specifically that most of the people there are chatting over the Internet, and you enjoy the freedom that you're currently feeling with the Internet. The Liberal Party, if you go to the Liberal Party website or the Canadian Alliance website and read what they think about the CRTC's ability to regulate the Internet, the Liberal Party believes the CRTC should regulate the Internet like any other radio broadcast. The Alliance Party believes the Internet should be free to be broadcasted and unregulated, period. So your guys' lifeblood, your ability to come on here and say what the fuck or screw off or die is in existence, is being supported by the Alliance Party's belief in your right to say whatever the hell it is you want, whereas the Liberal Party would like to put limitations because they believe the bureaucrats in Ottawa have a better understanding of what you guys should say than you do. Those are just the issues that I've taken in the last 10 minutes because I've only been able to listen for the last quarter of your show.
All righty then. We're going to end it there. All the mouthing and whispering of bullshit will stop, okay? We will all take notes and we will carry on this combat. Maybe eventually we'll turn it on to something that's a regular feature, or perhaps we can have it on the cult broadcast when and if and when.
We need to have a medic present.
We do, in fact, have a Ronin medic present. All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on. With that, we're going to go around the room. And we're not going to retort. Closing argument.
I wasn't
going
to retort.
All right. So going around the room, it's good night from...
Girl on the left making the funny microphone noises.
Wiggle. Okay, and then over to...
You know what that sounds like? Do it again. I'll show you.
Okay, what I need now is I need that sounds with I'm 14, I'm horny, please take advantage of me. All right, and then we have...
So it has been said, so it shall be done.
Over to Ronan Medic.
This is Ronan Medic, kindly reminding girl on the left not to flame herself.
You know, that could hurt.
And 200% sexually projectile vomit, man. Vomits all over the floor. And over to...
This is your old pal Uncle Dax saying, fuck.
And, of course, this is Sean Kennedy the fucking man saying, hey, all right, guys, we'll be drinkable and I'll try not to fucking die here. And I'll get new blood up as soon as
thank you. We appreciate that.
This is Tugan Enki saying, we're armed with brains and other weapons of mass destruction.
Woohoo! That was a good sign-off.
It was. That was very good. Yeah. And this is Samarian, and see you in 6 days and 21 hours.
Yeah,
was
or 20
and a half hours.
Right. Holy okay. Over broadcast.
You betcha. Well, we're always late, so, you know, we have to make
it
once in a while.
Play the outro!
And see you
outro.
Next week.
Outro.
And it's Halloween, so everyone dress up. Next
dress up, man. We're going to have scary stories.
You betcha.
And
scary stories.
Fear
and
the Republicans.
And I have the one from year 2000.
You've got the scariest costume of all.
Do you know where that's from? Broadcasting
since January 1999, you're listening to Rant Radio.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.